Now we have a country that wants to build nuclear weapons and blow us off the face of the earth. And I personally am getting sick and tired of people saying, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? What do you mean, why are we doing this? You think we just picked Iran out of a hat? What have we become here? For me to take a position like this, I'm a warmonger, I'm Israel first.
Mr. Levin, Israel's, Netanyahu's Mossad plan didn't work. We were right.
And was never successful in television at all. Right. And Hannity got him that job on the weekends. It never rated. It doesn't rate now. Nobody watched it just because he's not good.
You guys are reviled. And you want to hitch your wagon up to us and have us go off on your kamikaze mission for greater Israel.
The only impediment, the only obstacle to this beautiful vision is Hezbollah. They want war, not peace. They want death, not life. They will sacrifice as many of you as possible to achieve their sick aims. Don't let your future be dictated by medieval theocrats hell-bent on destroying our common civilization.
The whole world's turned against you. It's time to accept the gains you got blowing up most of Iran's equipment and their proxy armies. And you've got all your industry and per capita, you're the richest country in the world. We're falling apart. You should just shut up and go quiet and hope everybody moves on. But we know you're not going to do that. You're going to false flag to play victim. You're going to demonize your political opposition. You're going to continue to control Congress.
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? No answer?
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir?
Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? Well, who do you care about more? American people or Israel, sir? Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel? American people or Israel, sir? Is it so hard to say you care about the American people who you're here to serve?
I'm trying to ask all members I can this question, very simple. Who do you care about more, the American people or Israel?
American people.
You are the first to have given me that answer, sir. Thank you.
Yep. American people, number one, man.
You're going to continue to primary people. You're going to continue to go around terrorizing everybody with the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it's just... it's going to end in total disaster. I'm like the FBI with a bullhorn talking to the bank robbers that have got hostages saying, you're already in a lot of trouble. You want to spend 20 years in prison or do you want to have the SWAT team come in?
Come on out, sonny.
And then even if you survive, you're going to end up on death row at the Supermax. Right. Come on. It's come on out. Come on. Put the gun down. Come on, Ben-Gavir, Netanyahu. Stop it. You can stop doubling down now. You have somehow taken the Islamics that used to be the most unpopular people in the world and turned them into victims. What a spectacular job you've done. You know, Israel prides itself on thinking long term. Well, you've not been thinking long term or second, third, fourth, fifth order effects. Because if you did, you'd listen to all the former Mossad chiefs that are living and almost every former top general, they've all gone public for over a year saying Netanyahu is going to trigger a giant war that will end up destroying Israel. So for all of you Israel worshipers, you Christian Zionists, and you low-grade moron Zionists, and all the rest of you idiots, if I really had it out for the Jews and I really wore secret Hitler underwear, I would be egging you on right now and telling you you're doing a great job. Napoleon said never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I'm not your damn enemy. I am an enemy of your psychotic leaders that are out of their minds and who know that if they don't keep a war going, they're going to prison. And I don't like being held hostage by Ben-Gavir and Netanyahu. You like being held hostage by him? You got Stockholm Syndrome? You just go be mentally ill over there. But get out of our way.
Attack rapidly, ruthlessly, viciously, without rest. However tired and hungry you may be, the enemy will be more tired, more hungry. Keep punching.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Well, 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 it's another beautiful day in Hell World, also known as the U.S.-Israeli Empire, also formerly known as the United States of America. I'm Rex Jones, your host for today's War Room episode. We've got a lot to get into. I've kind of got like a smorgasbord, I guess is the word, like a neocon roundup, you know, kind of on the heels, no pun intended, of Lindsey Graham. We want to cover more of these swamp creatures and expose them and also talk about that pervasive boomer spirit that I comment so often about. But before we do that, the news of the day, what you need to know day one, minute one, Trump apparently has canceled the strikes. He has canceled the war. He has tacoed yet again and says it's not going to resume. Let me go ahead and read the tweet to you now. Or truth, which is just, you know, it's like putting a hat on a hat. Based on the fact that discussions with the Islamic Republic of Iran have been brought to the highest level of Iranian leadership and approved, I have, as President of the United States of America, canceled the scheduled strikes and bombings against Iran this evening. So this all comes on the heels of them saying there's going to be hundreds of strikes for weeks. We're going to get you. We're going to get you. We're going to get you. Well, what happens? We've already expended more Tomahawk missiles than we're going to make this year. So it's all just a complete farce. Anyway, discussions and final points have been, in both concept and great detail, approved by all parties involved. How many times have we heard or seen or felt, I guess, kind of like in an emotional way, like a astrology or something, the signs have told us there's going to be a deal. He's told us it's a done deal. Like 13 times was the number that I saw last month. So let's just take a pause from this for a second. Because covering the war, even just covering this for a second, is exhausting. Where is your mind supposed to go? What conclusions are you supposed to draw? If you look back at 2020 through 2024, we also had a crisis. We had COVID and the subsequent failed economic recovery under Joe Biden, right? You can look at that time period and go, man, you know, we weren't getting any information. You know, Biden was in the bunker. You know, he was using the auto pen and whatever. It was like Anthony Blinken and Kamala Harris and all his people scurrying around, managing everything, running everything. We're like left with like a vacuum of information. So we're trying to like feel things out like a blind man. So we're paying very careful attention to everything, right? Now it's just like a clockwork orange where your eyes are propped open. I mean, literally, I came in here yesterday. And I was like, hey, Scott, I need like all the latest Trump tweets or whatever. He gives me a stack of paper like this thick. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I'm just like, well, I guess that's the TV show that people want to tune into. But we've got Trump canceling the strikes. Apparently, I'll read the rest of the tweet. Let's get that back up on the screen. Approved by all parties involved, including the United States, Israel. And if you're a real MIGA, if you're a real MIGA, make Israel great again, you say it like this. You don't say Israel or Israel. You say Israel. Okay. I-Z-R-U-L. All right. You want to be a real MIGA. That's what you got to say. I-Z-R-U-L. It's been approved by Israel, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Turkey, Pakistan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Jordan, Egypt and others. The naval blockade will remain in full force and effect until the transaction is finalized. Time and place of the signaling to be announced shortly. DJT, President of the U.S. Now, let's hear what Levin had going on last night or today or most recently. Let's go to the Levin clip. We've got some audio here I want you guys to listen to because we can say, oh, looks good. Trump has backed out. Well, you know, his friends, people he says are real MAGA, real MIGA, if you will. They're not happy when he doesn't go to full thermonuclear war. Go ahead and play the Mark Levin clip.
Now we have a country that wants to build nuclear weapons and blow us off the face of the earth.
We are
and
a country.
I personally am getting sick and tired of people saying, why are we doing this? Why are we killing people? What do you mean, why are we doing this?
Why are we killing people in a legal war of aggression? I don't understand.
Mark, that's what we think, bro. We don't understand why all this is going on. Go ahead and play it again.
You think we just picked Iran out of a hat?
Yes.
They've told us what they want to do. They've killed Americans for half a century. They've tried to assassinate our president and other officials.
So are we to believe that Thomas Crooks and the other guy who was like a Ukrainian recruiter who's bringing like Afghani migrants in, are we supposed to believe that these are Iranian sleeper cell terrorist agents? Or, you know, are we just supposed to accept the fact that Trump says, you know, the attempted assassinations against me and whatever, we're just going to write that off. We never heard anything more about Thomas Crooks now, did we? Ask yourself that question. What's really going on here? What does Mark Levin not want you to think about? Mark Levin wants you to think about some war in the Middle East that we have to fight because the evil Muslim terrorist will build the nuclear weapon and they'll use their space program to build an intercontinental ballistic missile and they'll launch it at the United States. You got to look at this from like the cui bono perspective, like who benefits, right? Like who gets something out of Iran nuking or trying to nuke the United States of America? For Iran, it's terrible because they're all going to be dead because we would immediately launch a retaliatory strike and take them all out. We wouldn't care anymore, right? So why would Iran, a country thousands of miles away, a regional power with its own interests, why would it want to nuke the United States of America all the way over there when that ensures its own destruction? Simply put, they wouldn't want to do that. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy that we, the U.S.-Israeli Empire, want. We want them to try to develop a nuclear weapon or to try to raise one up or to try to acquire one in some way so that we have that excuse for Israel to actually be let off the chain, or excuse me, Israel to actually be let off the chain to do what it wants to do with its Samson option, its targeting. It's got over 300 nuclear warheads. All right, they don't have to declare anything. They're not signatory to the NPT. The irony is Iran is. And that's the funny part. Israel doesn't have nuclear inspections. Iran had nuclear inspections until we pulled out of the JCPOA. Who did that? Trump. Now Trump wants to go back to terms that are less favorable than the JCPOA. And that's what all this really comes down to when you really start to think about it. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'll touch on it again here. It's all about he can't be beaten by Obama. It's like this sick thing that he's got where he's like, if I give up more money than Obama gave up, if I make more concessions than Obama, then I'll be seen as weak. No, bro, you'll be seen as a hero if you just leave. Just declare victory and leave, please. Everybody wants that. I was talking to my co-host about this morning on New American Journal. Y'all definitely should watch that show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm live. I was live this morning for 3 hours, and now I'm here with you. I was talking to him about this. And he was like, yeah, you know, I really don't understand it. I really don't get it because, you know, we look at Trump from a very critical, harsh lens. I really, really immensely dislike Donald J. Trump after he betrayed everything that I voted for him for and supported him for my entire adolescence and young adult life. But, you know, if he declares victory and he goes home, like Ken always advocates for, if he does that, Donald John Trump is a lot harder to criticize, you know, 30 minutes after he makes the call telling Netanyahu to F off. But for real, not a fake one, right? Not a one where I go, Daddy, I'm so upset. I'm so mad you hit me. I promise I'll work harder on the strip. Like, it's not a call between the prostitute and the pimp. It's a call saying, hey, your financial aid is over. Hey, your reign of terror is over. Hey, the genocide and ethnic cleansing we pay for, it's over. It's done. That's all he has to do. All right. And it was looking like up until recently, until the strikes resume, that's what he wanted. Now we're flip flopping back all the way over to him wanting the conflict to be over and him saying there's an immediate ceasefire and they're not going to do strikes anymore. Now, is that because Iran is coming to the negotiating table, or is that because we've lost over 40 aircraft in totality of this entire operation? It's highly likely, although fog of war, I can't make any claims here sitting in Texas, thousands of miles away. It's highly likely that we lost multiple aircraft yesterday. Very, very highly likely. That's what they said they targeted. They said they targeted the F-35s, the F-35 hangars. It's a giant mess. And we have very limited resources, and the resources we have are very expensive, and maybe we don't want them all to get blown up before we get into some massive world war with Russia and or China, which is what the neocons seem to be spoiling for. And the effect, like the whole thing is the IMEC corridor and the Middle East, West Asia being critical to China's land expansion because we're choking them in the sea. And you can look at Trump and his recent concessions where he's really differentiated himself based off what prior presidents have said about Taiwan. Now, let's look at that for a second and examine that. Just look at a little bit of history there. So the United States, since like 1973 or 1971, has acknowledged like a one China policy. They've acknowledged Thailand or not Thailand, Taiwan as part of mainland China. Now, prior to that moment, why did we back Taiwan? Well, Taiwan was a place that Chiang Kai-shek went to after he lost the battle with Mao Zedong, the communist leader, of course, that y'all are all familiar with, right? So that was the American faction that we backed and we supported. Our official government policy in order to be diplomatic with China is like, yeah, on paper, we recognize it, but we give these people money, like the defense systems, munitions, of course, because they make all the chips. And it's literally like, if anything happened to that place, the modern world would basically cease. Everything that is highly advanced from a technological perspective, everything in this studio has chips from Taiwan in, right, for example, and everything high tech that you own does too. So Trump has said, well, you know, maybe it's not as firm as it used to be. And he's been really soft on Taiwan after that visit with President Xi. Now, why is that? Maybe that's because he even realizes he can't fight all these battles at once, which is why, to get back to my original point, he just needs to declare victory and go home. Go back to Levin.
Fascinating, Ivanka Trump. We're the United States of America. We're going to sit on our asses for this? What have we become?
What have we become?
What have we become?
What have I done? I've gargled the president's ball.
Now, this war was begun. It's been a spectacular war. The casualties have been minuscule.
Pause it. Yo, yo, yo.
It's been a spectacular war. The casualties have been immense. The American blood that's watered the ground, 16 and a half gallons, 13 dead, is absolutely amazing.
Like, these people are cartoon characters from the nether regions of hell. Go ahead and go back to
them. Emily, and every casualty, it's everything. I understand that.
I understand it.
But Hezbollah killed 241 Marines in their barracks. That's Iran. Hezbollah killed over 100 of our people in two embassies in Africa.
Pause. Well, the U.S.-Israeli Empire flew planes into the two towers during 9/11, or at bare minimum allowed it to happen and made sure the towers fell down, and they killed thousands of Americans that day, so shouldn't we be mad at them too? And aren't they the ones that get the benefit from waging this war? And aren't they the ones that have bankrupted this country and put us in $10 trillion of debt? If we're supposed to be mad about that, you know, incident from however many years ago, can't we also be mad at that other incident and not back those people? Like, this guy's not an American. Like, my dad says it, he wears like a woman's brooch. That's not putting down women. I love women. Women are better than me. But like, he wears a woman's brooch and a giant American flag pin. It's like he's trying to signal to somebody who's like deaf, blind, and dumb that he's an American patriot. That's how fake he is. Faker than a $3 bill, as my dad loves to say. Go ahead and play it. Liberal.
I can go down the list. We lost more people by not taking on Iran than we are by taking on Iran.
Pause it. Who's we, Migga? I didn't lose anybody. Like, you know what? Like, I didn't lose anybody. Like, explain that to me. I'm over here peacefully. I'm voting against the war. Trump takes us to war and we do lose people. We lose our American soldiers, of course. But before that, I'm not losing anybody. I'm an American. I'm not an Israeli. Who is we, Mark? Who is we? Who is they? Who is we? Because when we ask that question, we get in trouble. He says it all the time. Explain that to me. And I was having a very interesting conversation this morning about, you know, American identity and what it means to be an American and why we put that above everything else, right? So you could say, hey, you know, I'm a white American, I'm black American, I'm brown American, Asian American, whatever you're going to say. That's like our core identity, right? That's what we put above everything else. We're like, we believe in the Constitution, we believe in God, we believe in family, we believe in our country and our descendants having a better life than we had going forward. That's the American ethos. That's what it means to be an American. Now, if you asked Mark Levin who he was, he would say he's an American Jew. Okay, he wouldn't say he's a Jewish American. He'd say he's an American Jew because he prioritizes that identity over the rationality and sake of our country. And that's not me being anti-Semitic. I'm an octoroon. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. Okay, people have been making, you know, Nazi comments at me ever since I was a little kid. All right, I had a high school teacher, Mr. Perky Pile, who played a video of Stuckelnock, the Night of Broken Glass or whatever, and pointed at me in class and said, you and your father are Nazis. You're like Hitler. You're worse. And I was like, well, damn, man. Okay. And then, you know, I'm in elementary school. I'm getting people showing me websites of, you know, my face and ever my family with the Star of David over it. And I'm like, well, that's not really cool, man. So I've experienced it from both sides of the spectrum. But I do have to say, why is it that you're allowed to hate white supremacy, hate La Raza stuff, hate black Hebrew Israelite stuff? But then why is it gangbusters to say, OK, well, like you support Zionism, which is literally Jewish supremacy? Why is that the thing that can never be criticized? Why can't you call that out? Why can't you call that out in government? Why can't you call that out in war? Why can't you call that out in the world right now? Like, that seems to be what's going on with Mark Levin. He identifies we as Israel. Well, I'm sorry, bro. I'm not Israel. So I really don't care. Go ahead and go back to him.
What have we become here? For me to take a position like this, I'm a warmonger, I'm Israel first.
Yes.
Don't put our kids on the line. Our kids are not on the line.
Yes, they are.
We have no draft. Die. We have no ground forces. I don't know how else.
Pause
how
it.
Much cleaner.
Pause it. I love the idea that people that enlisted under Trump because they thought he would be a rational commander-in-chief now have to wake up to the hell reality of, hey, you might get shipped off to go die in Iran, and a lot already probably have, you know, these young recruits that probably trusted that Trump be a better commander-in-chief. But then you're supposed to accept that. That's fine. I think that's disgusting. I think Mark Levin's a pig for saying that. Play him again.
Good God. I'll be right back.
Mark. All right, that's enough of that. Let's go to Mike Johnson now. Should Congress have a vote before Trump strikes Iran? Johnson says, I have to go take a photo. Okay, so more running away, more obfuscating. This is why I talk to Jose Vega and others that do Man on the Street reporting. This is why I do it myself. It is so important to just put a camera in somebody's face and ask them the question. So let's go ahead and go to that Mike Johnson clip really quick, if we've got it. Mike, it's clip 7.
And I think he's communicating directly with our adversaries over there. That I would not put too much stock in the details of that right now.
Put the
in the middle
social.
Of this important.
Would you have? Should Congress have a vote before he does that?
Got to take a photo here.
Okay, so that's cool. You know, our elected officials, they just run away from questions. Now, keep in mind, Mike Johnson is one of these people, you know, they get pulled into the room and they come out with a completely different opinion. Mike Johnson was like, yeah, you know, we need to figure out the Ukraine stuff and see what's going on there. Immediately comes out saying, we got to support everything they got. Because that's what all these people are. They support endless war, murder, and genocide, whether it's Israel doing it, whether it's Ukraine doing it, whether it's us doing it in Syria, backing al-Julani, whether it's us backing it all over Europe, helping people, you know, ship in the new population, the replacement migration, all of it. That's what they all support. It's a giant Borg. They're not unique individuals. Like, I'm sitting here in the studio, and I'm trying very hard to do the news, but I've been live for 3 hours already today. And I'm live that way because I think what I do is critical in breaking down the news and explaining these metaphysical concepts to people is super important. They don't understand what it is to connect with another human being because they live in the Truman Show. That is what it has become. Imagine you're on Capitol Hill and you have the ability to do insider trading on Polymarket and Kalshi. You can do prediction market betting. You know when the war is going to start. You know when the attacks are going to hit. You know who's going to die when. Imagine you're able to bet in the stock market as well. Get tips, insider trading, you name it. When they get questioned on, hey, shouldn't this be illegal? Shouldn't we ban this? The congressional people just laugh. We got to have candidates that are serious about banning that, as well as age limits and term limits, ladies and gentlemen. So you're living in the lap of luxury. You're in D.C. Your wealth has increased by like 250x. Some of these people, you look at Pelosi, pull up some of these net worths. Right. Like before and after they got in, Pelosi and her husband, of course, the stock guy, of course, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Basically, everybody that goes into the Congress or the Senate, they get a sizable increase in their pocket. You know, their wallet gets a lot heavier. And you have to ask why that is. It's because it's a pay to play system. It's because we don't live in a system where you, based off merits, intelligence and credibility, you can go compete with these people. You know, we got people trying to change that, but I gotta say, I'm gonna talk to James Fishback about this because I think he has the best chance to do it, and he's coming on next in the second hour of the War Room. You want to stay tuned. You know, you look at a Mark Lynch. He's a phenomenal candidate. He should have won in South Carolina. You look at Thomas Massie. He won 75% of the vote last time. He should have won there too, right? In Kentucky. But they both got swamped. Now you can say that's voter fraud. You can say that's the influence of the boomers. You can say whatever. The fact is independent candidates, you know, they seem to be having a really tough time. And I say independent candidates, these people are running as Republicans, but they're excluded from their own party. And you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me a lot of 2016. That reminds me a lot of Donald John Trump and what he used to have to go through, what he suffered through. The stuff that made your boy a fan, bro. Like, seriously, the stuff that made me think this guy is a renegade, this guy is cool. I'm listening to Fox News learning how to drive with my granddad in the Jeep. And, you know, he's trashing Marco Rubio. He's trashing Ted Cruz. He's coming after the establishment, the swamp, saying, hey, your wife's a dog. Hey, little Marco, get off the stage. Nobody wants to listen to you. Incredible stuff. And then now, as a 23-year-old, however many years that is later, I have to sit here and watch him cozy up to all the people that he taught me were bad and gave me reasons why they were evil. And then he tells you, you're not MAGA if you don't support it. So that's where we are. It's pretty insane. Mike Johnson runs away from questions. I got 2 minutes left. I can cover a little bit more. You're going to want to see the clips I got coming up. I got to play in honor, I got to say, Owen Schroyer versus Gavin McGinnis boomer debate. This is phenomenal. I just did a boomer debate the day before yesterday. It was also incredible. That'll be released soon. Of course, I've done the boomer streams before where I interview the boomer and find it in its natural habitat, which oddly enough, where the old people want to talk the most, it's around the young people. It's like they want to play unk, right? I always talk about the notion of playing unk. I comment on that often on Twitter. It's very interesting, but I'm going to be doing more of that, and that's going to break tomorrow, so you're going to want to see that when it drops. You're going to want to follow me at Rex Jones News on Twitter. And on Instagram, need to build up the Instagram. Please follow me there as well. Rex Jones News with a Z. We've also got Gray Area Talks, which is kind of the marquee show that I do with my co-host Tim Tompkins. That's Thursday and Sunday, 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, the Daily Morning Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The American Journal, New American Journal. Change the name. You can't sue me. Ha, ha, ha. The New American Journal is live 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single day. Easiest way to find that. It's in my ex profile, but I've got a link tree with all the links over there right on my ex profile. Like I said, you're going to want to support me and follow me over there. Just come on in. Water's fine. We're having a good time over on the social media. So thank you so much. And you want to remember to support thealexjonesstore.com. Do not forget, you know, maybe I need some. Maybe I need it. Where's it at? Maybe I need my capsule methylene blue really quick. You know, it wouldn't be a proper show if the InfoWars host didn't take some methylene blue. And the amazing thing about the capsules is that they won't turn your tongue a different color. They won't make your tongue blue. You can just take it and get it down right there and bing, bang, boom, it's done. This is the best form for travel, in my opinion. I brought the liquid with me in a plane. I didn't tighten the cap all the way. I do have to say that was a mistake. We got all kinds of deals for you right now at thealexjonesstore.com. When I come back, I'll have a lot more news. I'll have that boomer reaction clip that you want to see. And then we got James Fishback joining us at 4 p.m. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you for letting me host. I really appreciate it. I was live earlier today. I'm a little tired. I got to wake up and take the methylene blue. Hell yeah. I'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that going bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
banking system. And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital change, the mark of the beast system, and a dovetail with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to top economist and great patriot, Peter Kirk Kelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation, they can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God
the numbers
always
are
gives
telling
his
us.
People a way out, but the people perish always. For lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. We'll call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
You know, I'm going to be honest, coming in here, I really do struggle with like imposter syndrome. It's very difficult for me, you know, watching this all my life to be here in the studio today as a host. And I'm always questioning myself, you know, I hold all these people in such high regard. My father, Harrison Smith, Owen Scheuer, people I watched and really studied and learned from so much. And to sit here and to be in their position today, you know, I get a lot of people online that say, but boy, what have you done? What have you ever done? I've just been here forever. I'm kind of like the Forrest Gump of alternative media. That's kind of how I think of myself in a way. I've just, you know, I've been around. I've met a lot of these great historical figures, in my view, in the new field of alternative media, alternative broadcasting, whatever you want to call it. New media, we are the media now. So I just want to say to the people that have known me for a very long time, the people that saw me as a little kid, you know, filming the reports and all that, I was always very nervous to put those out. I was always very nervous to do that. I always had a hard time and I always beat myself up in the studio. And that's what I was doing a little bit in that first segment. I have so much I want to express to you guys, but beyond anything, I just want to express gratitude because without you and without your support throughout the years and all the positive feedback I've gotten and constructive criticism, I really wouldn't be here today. And it really is like a family journey that we've all taken together. And the clip I'm about to play in reference to this, the Owen Schroyer, Gab McGinnis clip, you know, it contrasts two ideals to me. It shows me somebody that kept evolving, somebody that kept going forward, somebody that, you know, had a, you know, their political architecture wasn't crystallized in their mind versus somebody who kind of lost storage space and lost the ability to learn. Of course, I'm talking about Owen Schroyer and Gavin McGinnis. Now, if you didn't know, I think his name is Brandon Straka. He's the walkaway guy, a former Democrat, if you may remember, I think back in 2018. He launched his whole kind of campaign to get people away from like the bad liberal left-wing side of politics and more into GOP right-wing because it fit with ideals and values more. However, he's also a principled anti-war individual among many other stances. So he put this debate together between three Zionist boomer types. I think they had Eyal Yacobi, Gab McGinnis, and whoever else. And they had Owen and then some other people on the other side. I want to show this to you, and I want you to see what I'm talking about here. I want to illustrate this for you. The concept of the spirit of the boomer. Now, I'm not sure when Gavin was born. Maybe he's Gen X. I don't know. You don't have to be a boomer to be a boomer. This is what I always say. And this is why I say, like, I respect my elders. I really do. I honor my elders. But at the same time, if you're voting for the past 50 years and the dominant voting bloc in America for the past 30, and for the past 19 years, they've had Congress and the Senate locked up like that, you know, and 60 out of 99 senators are boomers and they voted for Iraq, Afghanistan, and now the Iran war to continue. Who are we supposed to criticize? And the key thing I want to illustrate to you, and I won't tell you until this is over, there's an Easter egg here. Once I give you more context, you'll understand. I think you'll get it from the outset. Let's go ahead and play the video.
If this becomes a war, then I'm off the Trump train. Give me a chance.
But what are the metrics of a war, Gavin?
I'm not talking if you interrupt me again.
Well, you can't just say,
yes, I can. Of course I can.
Pause it. All right, pause it. We want to stay at the same spot in the video. Notice the anger. And I've debated the quartering. I've debated Andrew Wilson. I've debated Rylan and Twitter Spaces about this. The absolute outrage and indignation that you don't believe that the war is going to end on whatever perceived timeline they have in their mind. And everyone that's a neocon, everyone that's walking in that neocon spirit, they got that same energy. You talk to them about the war with crisis and panic and fear in your heart because you know what it means for you and your family and you want them to stop voting to kill us all. And they literally smugly will laugh at you and say, well, kid, life is in living color. Well, kid, all the presidents are bad. Well, kid, I'm not happy with Trump, but have you seen the Democrats? Have you seen the Democrats? That is the most ridiculous cop-out, and every time I hear it, it makes me throw up in my mouth. Okay? What about the Democrats? What about the Democrats? What about the Democrats? That's lesser of two evils BS, dog doo-doo. I can't say the full word because we're on radio. That's lesser of two evils, false dichotomy, false paradigm. Somebody set that up. Okay? And I am tired of identifying as a donkey or an elephant or as a porcupine or as a whatever. No shade to libertarians. Don't know why I just threw shade at you. I'm sorry. But like, I'm a human being and I'm an American patriot and you are too. Gavin, as an American patriot, why are you so outraged and you have this level of indignation when somebody's questioning you on pro-war policy that you clearly hold? And the thing that all these people try to do is they try to pretend they're neutral, right? He goes, well, I'm against Trump if he goes this far, that far, does this, that, or other thing. And you look at him and you say, my MIGA, you cannot be serious right now. Like, listen up, okay? When you punch somebody in the face, you don't then get to go walk away and say, conflict's over, it's all good, you know, we did our strike and we're figuring things out. He didn't take it well, he didn't like it, he ain't gonna do nothing. That's not what happened. Gavin, is the Strait open or is it closed? Gavin, did 13 Americans die or did they not die? Gavin, did we not use all our missile defense and interceptors to defend Israel, not ourselves, and we had to take them from Japan and South Korea? Now, that's how bad it is. And you get angry? You get angry at Owen for asking you a question? It's the spirit of the boomer. It's the neocon spirit. I interviewed Gavin a long time ago when I was 17. I got to put that out. He came to the Washington, D.C. Airbnb that we were at. And he had a giant thing of a Budweiser or whatever he drinks under his shoulder. And we had a great interview. He's a great guy. I really like Gavin. I wish he wasn't a neocon war hawk. All these people, they're making excuses later on in the interview for Epstein and stuff. I'm not saying Gavin is doing that, but certain people on the panel are. And Gavin is like, he's a pervert. He's a pervert. No, he's a pedophile. Okay? And he ate little children and he had a demon island. All right? And anybody that says, well, Michael Tracy taught me on Twitter that redactions actually mean there's nothing there. If I had a tarp and I had a dead body under the tarp, and I said, well, there's a tarp there, so you don't have any proof that anything ever happened, and get off here because it's my property. You don't deserve to see it. You'd be like, what? We know for a fact you have a dead body under there. We've seen the evidence you have a dead body under there. The foot is sticking out. But no. Epstein apologetics. That's the hot thing. All these people are doing it. It's super weird. It's almost like it's a government psyop meant to get you off of this, just like the war. Notice how we're talking about the war, not talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Notice how we're talking about support of the war instead of the Epstein files. This is all a program designed to distract us. Go ahead and play him again. Play him again if you can.
I didn't realize, sorry,
that was tough. I didn't realize the level of F-bombs that were in there. I swear I thought that they were blurted out. I apologize to radio stations. Really do apologize. But again, like, that's the level of, like, false righteous indignation that they have about even being questioned. And I think it is truly, truly, truly disturbing. Now, let's go ahead and look at this full clip from a Fox and Friends interview. Let's cut to Donald Trump this morning kind of bragging about what's been going on.
The States will be hitting Iran whose Navy, Air Force, radar, anti-aircraft, and all other forms of defense together with most of its offensive capability are gone. We're going to hit them very hard tonight. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we will be taking Cargo Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume total control of their oil and gas markets, much like we did in Venezuela, which is working out brilliantly for both Venezuela and the United States.
So let's bring in Mr. President. He is on the phone with us right now. You can see the crude oil prices. They're at about $90.72 a barrel. Mr. President, thanks for joining us. So you say you're announcing you're going to hit them very hard tonight. What went into posting that?
Well, it's just one of those things. They have no defense. They can't do anything about it. The only thing they have is fake news. You know, they have the New York Times write stories like they're doing great, and they're not. They've been wiped out. CNN and that MS Now or whatever they call it nowadays, NBC had to get rid of it because it was bad for their reputation. But publicity that they have is incredible. It's almost like they're doing well and they're getting decimated, and they're dying to make a deal. They want to make a deal so badly. But, you know, you read the New York Times and you read the Wall Street Journal, which is so fake. Yeah, I mean, I know you guys own it, but it's
pause
a little
it.
Piece of garbage.
All right. You just heard him reference all these articles. Oh, they're so fake. Oh, they're so much garbage. But you own it, right? He's talking to Fox News. He's referencing Fox News and the greater conglomerate. Can we pull up who owns Fox News really quick for people so they can understand who owns all the media now? Just to make it clear. Just give everybody a full explanation. You're owned by the same people. One of them's lying, vermin, evil, covering things up, aiding and abetting Iran, whatever Trump is implying there. And then y'all are the heroes. Y'all are all good. Y'all are not fake news. Do you see how it's all a canopticon or panopticon? Do you see how it's all a kaleidoscopic maze, right? Because you got Axios, you got Reuters, which of course are the CIA mouthpiece publications. You got like Daily Beast, Daily Mail, New York Post, which are kind of more like topical, left and right, meant to distract you. Pop culture, fake magazines, the new version of the type of media BuzzFeed was back in the day. Now moving forward, you look at all this stuff. It's meant to distract you. It's meant to keep you off balance. And that's what it does to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as Barnes and my dad were talking about, reportedly just watches Fox News all day. We knew this when the war started originally. They just show Donald Trump montages of them blowing up things with drones and missiles and whatever. And he kind of just sits there as like the first iPad kid president and gives his rubber stamp to all of it. And you're like, that's not what I voted for. I voted for a dynamic, magnanimous leader who's going to go in there, cooperate, make deals with other countries, project true peace through strength, and bring back manufacturing, low inflation, and low energy costs to America. Like, that's what we all thought we were voting for. We didn't think we were voting for the guy that was going to obsess over Fox News and, Wall Street Journal and New York Times articles instead of running the country. Go back to playing him.
The Wall Street Journal, it's like...
And think about that really quick.
Today about-
Just think about that. I know you guys own them, right? Like, I know you own them. I'm sorry for criticizing them. I know that you own them. Like, is that not, it's just all the emperor has no clothes. Is any of it real? Is the government real? Is the mainstream media real? Are these people even real? Is it all like that guy that was on Fox News or whatever and had like the, look at my neck. Like, people were complaining. People were talking about the show yesterday. They were like, he didn't button his top button. Rex needs to button his top button. He has to dress right. I can't button the top button. My neck is too big. Okay. But you can see I'm not wearing a mask under here that I can peel off. Pull up that guy really quick. And this is what I mean just by everything being a little too weird. And I talk about this on my morning show all the time. New American Journal. I'm live 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays. And then Gray Area Talk 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Let's see if we can get this guy showing up. Because we just look at this as young people. And both of my co-hosts are young people. We look at this and we go, what is going on here? But I guess it works if you're 80 years old and you watch the TV all day. And that's what Donald Trump is. Look at this. I don't know what's going on here. I know that it's fake. I know that that's a Halloween costume of some kind, even if it's CIA designed, right? You want to tell me that that's real? You want to tell me that Trump is the peace president? You want to tell me I got to pay higher taxes, higher prices at the pump, and higher inflation costs because, oh, we got to win the glorious victory. They can't have the nuclear weapon. And then they have people come out to you wearing CIA face masks on TV, and they tell you, liberal, 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 support the war in Iran, or you're a Democrat. We're smoking crack. Go back to Trump.
We're not hitting them hard enough. I mean, it's just not hitting them hard enough. We dropped $250 million worth of bombs on them last night. You know, it's, the whole thing is crazy. But and they're really in submission. They just don't know it yet. Okay, to be honest with you. They just don't know it yet. And we are talking to them and all. But, you know, look, my preference has always been take Karg Island. That's been, Brian knows that. I spoke to him a long time ago. Lawrence knows it. I spoke to him a long time ago. I said my preference would be that. I don't know that America has the stomach for it, to be honest with you. You're going to make a fortune. But I don't know
Pause
that
it.
America has.
All right, so he's about to imply that he might and will possibly probably send ground troops to take Karg Island. And he's saying, and, you know, Americans don't have the stomach for it, referring to us in the third person, not including himself. He's not including himself. He has the stomach for it, it seems. He seems to be seriously considering that. That's what I take from that statement. That's actually kind of bone chilling. You know, I played that this morning. I knew I needed to play it again. I forgot why. Wow. You know, we'll make a fortune. We'll make a fortune when your sons and daughters die because we tried to do another Iwo Jima. We pulled it up yesterday. Didn't we lose like whatever the number was, I think it was 7,000 killed and then 20,000, severe casualties or whatever it was. Pull it up again. Lindsey Graham famously says, and I played it yesterday, don't play it again. If we can do Iwo Jima, we can do this. Sadly, that seems to have rubbed off on Donald Trump. Go back to the Trump clip. Let's listen to more of his garbage.
I think they'd like to see us come home, but we did it with Venezuela. Venezuela's worked out great for everybody. We've taken millions and millions of barrels of oil out of Venezuela. We brought them to Houston.
Pause
and various
it. So in Grandpa Trump's mind, in Unc Trump's mind, in Grandpa Glyphosate's mind, he believes that, you know, because we're able to topple some sort of like a tepid narco state that's in our own hemisphere in under 24 hours, we were able to do that, that we're going to be able to defeat a country of 92 million Iranians who have been prepping for a war with us since we backed Saddam Hussein in the brutal Iraq-Iran war that cost them 400,000 people. That's on par with what we lost during World War II. You think they forgot? You think that they remember? You bet your ass they remember. They remember all of it. And when people say, they say death to America, they say death to Israel. Well, of course they do. 400,000 of their people died in a war that we backed Saddam Hussein in and supported. In fact, that's where the chemical weapons of mass destruction hoax comes from, because we knew Saddam had them and used them on the Iranians because we gave them to him, right? That's why having knowledge of history is important. Trump is literally, I can't believe this. This is what I talk about imposter syndrome. I can't believe that I know things that Trump might not know historically. Right. After he's been alive, you know, 60 plus years longer than I have. I can't believe I know more about warfare and tactics than Donald Trump. Go play him again.
Louisiana, where, you know, refineries that we have that are incredible. They're going 24 hours a day, making a fortune. And, you know, I like that in this case, too. But I'm not sure that America has a long time. You know, it's a little longer process. That's a guarantee.
All the nice words. It's a little longer process. It's a detour. Don't worry. Patriots are in control. They'll always signal to the Q-tards out there and all of this garbage. You have to keep in mind, he's talking about, or he's going to talk about further on in the clip, he's going to go on and say, we seized their oil. Nobody knows about it, not even Iran until now, but we took everything they had. We seized it for ourselves, let me tell you. It's literally 2% of the normal traffic in the Strait, and all it does is equalize what we've sent out to other countries from our strategic oil reserves. So it's literally a nothing burger. It's literally a stopgap. It's Trump and the whole of the United States, the whole of Uncle Sam, sticking its finger in the dike as you see, like, the cracks, literally like a cartoon, start to appear against the wall. Trump's like, it's fine. I've got my finger in the wall, and it's not going to fall down, believe me. And Mark Levin is like Humpty Dumpty. He's on top of the wall. He says, I am Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men put me up on the wall. The wall will never fall down. We will achieve infinite victory. Hurrah! Ah, Israel first. I'm Mark Levin. I'm a real MIGA. Like, that's what Mark Levin would say. That's what Trump is doing. And then the wall's going to fall down anyway. And you look at it, the Israelis are the most screwed out of everybody. But somehow they're the ones that want the conflict the most. And I said this on the show, and I didn't realize this until about a week ago. I can't believe that a lot consider Netanyahu to be a moderate. Okay, and they want more. They demand our draft. They demand we die. They demand nuclear weapons be used. All of it. And you can look at Jonathan Pollard as an example of one of those factions. I didn't realize how prevalent it was. Go back to Trump.
Do it.
Mr. President.
But I'm not sure the country has the appetite for it. Does that make sense to you?
I understand where
you're... As good as it is. By the way, as good as it is, that's always been my number one thing. But as good as it is, I'm not sure the country has the appetite for it, and that's okay. I understand that.
I mean, what you do is you came to power because you said America wants to win, and you win. In 2020, more.
Look at this. Look at this conflation here. You say you came to power because you wanted to win. You wanted Americans to win. Lower taxes, lower inflation, no new wars. You dumb MF-er. Seriously, Brian Kilmeade, you dumb son of a B-word. Like, I can't say that on air, can I? But, like, seriously, though, look at him there, sitting there on the casting couch with everybody else, being a paid prostitute stenographer for the regime. President Trump! President Trump! You're known for winning! That's why people voted for you! Not because you promised no new wars, not because you promised to release the Epstein files. You're a winner! Isn't it important that you win in Iran instead of lose? And then Trump is so old and so tired and so gone that he goes, well, I guess it's important that we don't lose. I guess I have to bomb more women and children. More civilians have to die. Go ahead and play it. It's just, it's Kafka-esque. It's macabre, right? Like, I would do a much better job interviewing him than the preeminent interviewers in the world. Think about that. Play it.
In the history of the Republican Party. So when you look at this seems to be like an anaconda. You're laying the groundwork and just subtly squeezing them more and more and more until they have no options. One of the hits yesterday, as our audience probably knows,
he's squeezing them until they don't have any more options. Ayo, pause, Unk, chill with that, maybe. Go ahead and play it.
They were already running out of water. So if you can continue to blockade, and now you're taking down their eyes and ears.
Pause it.
Yeah,
20,000 Iranians without water. Isn't that nice? We target civilian infrastructure. We commit war crimes because international law doesn't exist anymore. Isn't that cute and cuddly?
Well, President Trump, you've already destroyed the water. You've already...
That's the problem. That's why the war has escalated again, you dumb son of a bastard. Go ahead and play him.
Oh, you're not playing games. And the rhetoric that's been coming out of them for the last 8 weeks really looks hollow today.
Well... Brian, if you can hear me, I think you can.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will say that
pause
you mentioned.
And listen, the reason why I'm shaking my head, I need to explain to people, you just heard something that was critical of Trump, and I'm critical of Trump too, so you're like, damn, shouldn't you agree with him? No, he's saying you need to win, you need to go in, you're not going in far enough. Go ahead and play it again. Unbelievable.
You're right, in 2020 I got more votes than anybody in history.
And see the stroking of the ego and all of that, the Trump worship. You're the guy, Trump, you're the man. I would tell Trump he's effing up. And that's because I care about him and the country. Not because I hate him and want him to go die for some reason. I want him to wake up and change. Donald, I know there's no way you'll ever hear this or they'll let you hear it. I am 23 years old. My father credited me, Rex Jones, with swaying him towards your side in 2016. I was your biggest fan, your biggest supporter. You were my hero, man. Why are you doing this? Why are you letting them kill little kids in Gaza? Why are you letting them barbecue little kids in Lebanon? Why are you letting them bomb schools in Iran and bomb power plants and bomb infrastructure and bomb bridges? Why are you letting them do this? Why? Explain this to me. You told me when I was a boy that you hated death and were anti-war because of that, and I believed you. What is going on? Why did you do this to us? Why did you betray us like this? Why? Is it just for the money? I guess it is. I guess that's the honest take on it all. It's just for the money, right? It's just because you want to be liked by all the rich people that play golf with you, right? You couldn't even stop to spit on us, right? Well, I guess he did. He attacked my father, Tucker, MTG, all of them, Candace Owens, in a tweet. You know, I guess that's the thanks we get for, you know, being Olympic water carrying champions for you for 10 years because we thought you were amazing. We actually believed in what you said. I pulled the cross out of my shirt and got people to vote for you the night that the assassination attempt happened. Never heard anything else about the assassination attempt now, did we? We were all passionate about figuring out who tried to kill our president, but our president didn't care. Maybe that's because it was part of a ritual or blackmail or who knows. It's all a little too weird, right? But Trump, I know that you'll never hear this, but maybe you will with off chance or somebody around him or somebody in the family or somebody somewhere. Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to kill the entire planet? Why are you trying to bring on another COVID? Why are you trying to initiate another World War III, World War IV, World War V, whatever you want to call it? Why are you doing this to us? It is what we voted against. Do you really think that you can hide out in Mar-a-Lago and the golf courses and all around the places of the rich people in the world when everybody's dead and dying and nobody can eat? Jared Kushner and Ivanka are not going to be safe and happy in their bunker. They're going to be sad and scared and they're going to realize they destroyed the earth because we actually want peace. We don't want wars. And once you start, you don't get to say we stop. And once you agitate these foreign powers, once you say, hey, if you don't acquire a nuke, we're going to kill all of you, do regime change, do whatever. You're pushing us in the direction of World War III. Why are you doing this to us? You were the anti-war president. You were the peace president. You were the peace candidate. You wanted the Nobel Peace Prize. What happened to that? Now it's all about victory. Whose victory? Americans aren't winning. My friends are dead. My friends are broke. My friends are angry. My friends are pissed off because we're not going to have a future because of people like you. People like the boomers who just write us off. We pay for everything. We pay for your entitlement programs, your Social Security, your Medicare, your Medicaid. We're never going to get it. We pay into it. It's the biggest wealth transfer from the poorest segment of the population to the richest in human history. And Trump is the first boomer. It's the first year of the boomer. So again, if one of y'all's watching, why are you doing this to us? Can we please just stop? Can we return back to liberty and what you promised originally, the message of 2016 and beyond? Or is it truly all a game of banging heads? Because if that's the case, there's no point in living except to fight against you. I'm Rex Jones on War Room. I'll see you with James Fishback next segment.
Tonight at midnight, Alex Jones was thrown out and locked out of his InfoWars studio along with his crew after the 8-year-long legal battle trying to shut him down and censor him is coming to a close. And liberal media are celebrating with headlines like this. The lights go out at Alex Jones InfoWars, and InfoWars.com, the domain name, now has a message that just says off air. But these people don't know anything about Alex Jones because if you just go to alexjoneslive.com, the website looks very similar to the old InfoWars website. And look at there! There is a live feed of his show, the Alex Jones Show, now just not using the InfoWars name, where he is continuing. It hasn't missed a beat! If you go to the Apple App Store and the Android App Store and search for AJN Live, you can download the new Alex Jones Live app where you can still listen to his show streamed live on your phone. Or you can just find and follow Alex Jones on Twitter X, where he still has 4.5 million followers because despite the lawyer's attempts to try to take his personal account, they failed. And you can see there the live icon around his profile photo shows that he is live streaming the show there on repeat 24/7.
There is a war raging for the future of humanity. We have opened a new front at alexjoneslive.com. They thought they could silence us. They thought they could drive us off the air. They failed. We are back, stronger, louder, unbroken. Find the feeds. Hear the broadcast. Share the signal. AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What did my dad say at the end of the show in the beginning of this one? He said, we get the biggest guest possible, and he's damn right about that. I got James Fishback joining me, of course, Florida gubernatorial candidate running against Byron Donalds. We're tracking this race very closely, have been since the American Journal days on the old network, and even before. James, you were on Gray Area first. You were our first big guest ever. Thank you so much for being back here. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Phenomenal. Love to hear it. How's the campaign trail?
It's going great. I mean, every day we're just showing up talking to voters. They do not want farmland disappearing. They don't want AI data centers in their own backyard. And they don't want Bill Gates to unleash mosquitoes and Mark Zuckerberg to control what their children see in the classroom. And so this is a race not about Republican versus Democrat, not even about left versus right. It's about right versus wrong, good versus evil. And we are putting on, as St. Paul says in Ephesians 6, putting on the full armor of God and fighting off the craziness, not just in the Democrats, but in our own party. I mean, we just found out yesterday that Byron Donalds is now refusing to debate.
Yes.
In this primary. I mean, what is this? The Democrat Party? We engage in debate and free speech. We do not coronate candidates. Yes. The last time they coronated a candidate, her name was Kamala Harris. And look how poorly that went for the Democrats. We as Republicans should learn our lesson that we need to have good competitive primaries. That's how we, one, pick the best guy for the job. But two, that's how we beat the Democrats in the general. This is no time to rest on our laurels, to get complacent. We need good right. conservatives who can build that broad tent coalition, as President Reagan said, because we got to win this. I've said on the campaign trail time and again that if Ron DeSantis could run for a third term, I would not be in this race, because Ron DeSantis has been the greatest governor in Florida history. Sadly, term limits apply to him, but not to Nancy Pelosi. And so, alas, we need someone to rise up and continue the good work that he has done to finish it here in Florida. Because you know, and I know, that there are Democrats chomping at the bit, salivating like Pavlov's dogs at the prospect yes. of a Democrat getting in there and undoing everything that Governor DeSantis has given us.
No, Florida is so incredibly beautiful, especially revitalization that's happened after Ron DeSantis came into office. It really is, I think, you know, the freest state in the union. And I say that as a Texan. I'm very envious of some of y'all's laws over there and the way that, you know, y'all's police departments or sheriff's departments actually protect the citizens, y'all's gun right legislation, civil rights legislation, all of it. I think it's very important for people to realize you're getting treated a lot like somebody else got treated in 2016. His name, you know, the initials DJT, Donald John Trump. There was another guy they were trying to keep out of the primary. There is another guy they were trying to censor. And we're seeing those tactics now, those same tactics employed by who we viewed or used to view, in my view, as our own side. What's it like, you know, to run a grassroots campaign like this when you come up against this big money and this empty suit? He should be like NASCAR and have all the sponsors on him, Byron Donalds.
That's exactly right. And you can know what those logos are. They range from APAC to AIPAC, which is backed and led by Mark Zuckerberg, which gave him $5 million. Why? Because he's the data center candidate. He said that we are not building data centers fast enough. He wants to reduce the permitting, eliminating any regulation, so data centers can pop up in every single one of our 67 counties. I'm running to do one thing. To keep Florida, Florida. We have seen enough over the last 10, 15 years of our state's identity change, more and more people moving in, them voting a little bit differently, yes. their lifestyle being different. But the irresponsible and reckless development is really what has broken the back of Floridians. And now you have the data center, which is really This is the mother of all bad ideas. I mean, yes. Think about it. It's so massive, it makes a Costco look like a 7-Eleven, 2 million square feet. It's got servers running 24 hours a day. That requires a lot of power, a lot of electricity. So what happens? It draws it from the same grid that you and I use, and that means everyone's electric rates go up as a result. Number two, to cool those servers, you need a lot of water, 500,000 gallons of water every single day. Florida's working through its worst drought in 26 years. It's the worst time to be needing water. And third, I suspect that the data center is a ruse to build a mass surveillance state run by Palantir software.
We're going to get right back into that when we come back. Really appreciate you, James. That's the key, the data centers. We want orchards, not data centers. We'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The InfoWar continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Well, it's one of those classic stories, you know, man versus machine. Can the man defeat the machine? Can the man, the natural man, defeat the artificial creation, the big money creation? I'm talking to James Fishback today about the guy he's running against, Byron Donalds, his own campaign, and many other things. But, James, you were getting into the concept of the data centers, and I totally agree with you, being the mother of all bad ideas. This is something that strips resources, strips vital water, vital power. You have to subsidize it and pay for it, too, somehow. It's horrible for the environment. Horrible for the animals, light pollution, heat pollution, literally anything and everything you can name, there's a problem with it. What's going on in Florida right now? What does your opponent want to do when it comes to data centers versus yourself?
Well, listen to his own words. He said last month he wants to, quote, speed up the construction of data centers in Florida, and we have, quote, plenty of pristine land to build them on. My position is you got to stop the data center invasion in Florida. You have to stop it dead in its track. We got to protect your electric bill from going up because Mark Zuckerberg wants to become a trillionaire by spying on your kids and building this data center in your neighborhood, and you're going to have to pay for it. Number two, that water, that precious limited water, should be used for residents and should be used for our farmers, not for scam Altman. And then number three, the fear, the lingering suspicion, call me conspiratorial, but I don't care, is that the data center is really a ruse to build a mass surveillance state to spy on Americans.
Right.
The idea that you would need that much power. It was funny. Democrat Abigail Spanberger, the governor of Virginia, this week said that, well, you know, I'm opposed to data centers, but I understand why people would need them because we need to connect to the internet and send text messages. And no, we've had the internet for a long time and text messages for just as long. You don't need a data center 2 million square feet large that uses 500,000 gallons of water a day to send your mom a meme of Donald Trump wearing a bikini. This is for something that they haven't truly implemented yet. It is for a mass surveillance state, and we have to stop it dead in its tracks. And that's what I'm running to do as governor. I am the anti-data center candidate, the only one. And the best part is when I jumped into this race way back in November, I was polling at my least favorite type of milk, 2%. I was 2% in the polls. And yesterday, a New York Times recognized pollster, the Public Sentiment Institute, has me in 39%. That's second place. I am within 3 points, the margin of error,
wow,
of beating the Byron Donalds machine and keeping Florida in good constitutionally conservative hands.
And you've done that by doing what we call community outreach. You've done this by doing a grassroots campaign. Literally, you're out there every single day talking to new people, making that connection. That's what's important. That's what's missing. I talked to Joe Ken about this. I'm just like, look, If you present yourself to the people and you're a man of the people and you're there and accessible and you can give information, you can tell them, hey, this is what we're going to do, the people will be behind you. We see somebody like Byron. Byron doesn't have real policies. I've watched him talk. It's kind of like the parents from Charlie Brown, where it's like, rah, 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 rah. Like, it's not even real. It's just my corporate lawyer gave me the statement to read, and I support America and blah, blah, blah. And he's going to build the massive data centers, and he's going to, you know, support all the wars and do whatever. How do you respond to somebody that has that big money? And as I call them, machine versus man, they're the machine. You're the man on the ground. What is it like to talk to new people every day in such a mass quantity?
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Last Saturday, we did seven events in one day. For context, Byron Donalds hasn't even done seven events in the last month. So we are outworking him every single day. And when you go to these small towns, I told a political consultant who had reached out to me, I said, I'm going to Bonifay, which is one of the smallest towns in the third smallest county in the entire state. And he told me, what the heck are you doing in Bonifay? About 2,000 people live there. And I said, every single vote counts. There are 67 counties in Florida. I've committed to visiting every single one. We're eight shy of meeting that goal, which we will hear by the end of the month.
Wow.
And, you know, everyone thinks about Florida as Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, Palm Beach. There is a whole nother side of Florida, from Pahokee to Clewiston to Hardy County to Fort Meade to Belgrade to Bonifay to Marianna to Chipley to Chattahoochee to Madison, where I live. And I'm going to be a governor for every single person in our state, whether you vote for me or not, whether you live in a big city or you don't. And that's what this race is about. This race is really about three things. How do we preserve our Florida way of life? How do we fight back the data center invasion? And number three, how do we defend our Constitution? Thomas Jefferson put it best. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Sure.
And when you have the gun-grabbing Democrats working over the squishy, spineless Republicans, as they did after the Parkland massacre in 2018, they passed the worst gun control in the South that right. year, and we have to undo it. Here's what it did. It said that because one 18-year-old with a gun did something bad, that we are going to punish and disarm every 18, 19, and 20-year-old. And so overnight, 780,000 Floridians, American citizens, lost their right to own a gun to defend themselves, their families, wow. and their property. As governor, I'll end that gun control. I'll repeal it. So if you're 18, 19, and 20, you can finally buy a gun to defend yourself. Wow. That's your constitutional right.
Well, I didn't know about this. I didn't know that was a thing. That seems like a no-brainer to me. Maybe go into that a little bit, because I had a misconception, I guess, about Florida, thinking that can they buy a rifle at least or anything?
No. No, not a handgun, not a rifle, not anything.
Wow.
And the worst part is we got waiting periods now statewide after the Parkland massacre. Of course, it was called the Parkland School Safety Legislation. You know, like anything, they've got a really nice name for it, a euphemism. But it's the Republicans who are so spineless. You know, you've got to defend your Second Amendment
yes.
rights, even in the face of the emotional tragedy, the massacre that was Parkland. My view there is that was totally preventable. This guy was crazy. He had been torturing animals. They could have charged him left, right, and center for 3 years, and they chose not to. Once again, the FBI dropped the ball. They got a direct tip that he was planning this shooting,
yep.
and they did nothing. They were too busy investigating your family and going after the patriotic J6ers and the Catholics going to Latin Mass than to actually focus on that killer in Parkland. And so my view has always been consistent on the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed.
Yes.
Well, James, what about a school shooter who then takes the, no, shall not be. Well, what about an FRT or a suppressor? No, shall not be infringed. Well, what if the guy has a gun on his wall and he's listening to Alex Jones or Nick Fuentes yep. too loudly? Should we use a red flag law to take it from him? What part of shall not be infringed do these tyrannical Democrats not understand?
Totally.
What we have to do is stand up for the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Mass surveillance blatantly violates the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
They got these flock cameras everywhere. They were sold to us as license plate readers. And why are they pointed away from the road toward schools, toward playgrounds, and even toward our churches? Are they going to track us for going to church the next time that they unleash a fake virus on the world?
Mm.
This is the problem. is that we have gotten complacent, that when, because we think that the Republicans are in power, that they are going to safeguard our liberties. I regret to inform you that the Republicans in power after 9/11, George Bush and Dick Cheney, they ran roughshod over our constitutional rights by building out the Patriot Act and illegally spying on millions of Americans.
Yes.
And so I'm running for governor for the same reason that Ronald Reagan ran for president, that Donald Trump in 2016 ran for president, is that you can't trust either party. The left wing and the right wing, the left wing and the right wing, they're both part of the same corrupt bird. They're both yes. attached to the same bird. And on August 18th, I'm asking Floridians to give me a 12-gauge shotgun, make me their governor so I can shoot that bird out of the sky.
And this is the key distinction to make to people. It's like, well, James, why are you running? Why does anybody good run for office? And you go, well, you know, sure, the corrupt people, they might get all the money and all the power interest and whatever. You're doing it because you want to save the country and you care about its people and the land, right? That's why you're running for governor, and that's what makes you different, and that's what I've noticed, right? When you talk to these people, when you interview them that are empty suits and are just kind of there because they represent the money, they represent the power interests, they don't have a real independent political position like you have. Like many of your policies, I think, have been very, very funny and very base. Many of the things you've recommended to be done. What do you think Floridians are looking for the most when it comes to a candidate? Is it about protecting the land, like you say? Is it about eradicating the data centers? Or is it just about being a constitutional conservative and putting America first? Because I think that's what you're for. You're against the H-1Bs. You're anti-war, you're America first. What does that mean to you? What is America first?
America first means putting Americans first, as in the people, not the stock market, not GDP, not the corporate profits of Mark Zuckerberg or NVIDIA. The problem with America first is that it can mean anything to everybody. You see them pervert it in real time. They yes. say it's America first to build an AI data center and make you pay for it, build it in your backyard. And why? Because America first means that we have to beat China in the AI arms race. We have to build more data centers than them. Well, we already have 10 times as many data centers as China. The most recent count says that we have 4,500 data centers and they have 470. Wow. So what is that all about? When you say America first, do you mean America first for the workers or for corporate profits? Because right. America first for corporate profits would say fire anybody who's white, fire anybody who's a citizen and replace them with someone from Hyderabad or Mumbai. Why? Because they're cheaper. And if they're cheaper, corporate profits go up. If corporate profits go up, the stock price of the S&P yes. 500 goes
and
up.
And really quick.
That's that distorted yes. version of America first. Our version of America first is you look out for American workers. You put American workers at the front of the line. You don't pull them out of their job and say, sorry, you've been here for 12 years. You've done a great job, but we found somebody named Mr. Ramaswamy to do it cheaper for you, and that's what we're going to do. No, this is a nation, not an economic zone, not a factory where you can swap out people like widgets. We cannot allow the mass firing, the mass replacement of American citizens in their jobs
yes.
just because a company found somebody cheaper to do it in China or in India.
Yes, there's kind of this sick thing in the West where, you know, the native population, they get disenfranchised by their own government. And, you know, American multicultural society, like we got white people, we got black people, we got Hispanic people, got Asian people, got everybody here, right? The native population, people whose grandparents died here, you know, they're displaced. They get somebody that comes in and undercuts their job by like 50%. Hey, you know, you're making 110 grand as a software engineer. They got a guy that's going to be paid 50,000. He's more than happy to do it. How are you supposed to compete in that world? And they trot these politicians out and they act like they care about you. Like, that's the most sickening thing, to just to lie to people in that way, to be like, I'm Byron Donalds. I support data centers and H-1B and I'm for America. I'm for you. They don't have the definitions of these words. Like when they say I'm America first or I'm MAGA, it doesn't mean anything to them because they don't comprehend it. I think I don't even think Byron understands. Do you?
No, I don't think he does. And that's exactly why he refuses to debate me. One, I was a national high school debate champion. Two, I wouldn't just end the race. I'd end his entire political career because I'd confront him on the inconsistencies and the hypocrisy. He says he wants to create jobs for Floridians. Then why on earth would you support an H-1B program? I've said time and again, as President Trump and Governor DeSantis have said, that the H-1B program is a scam. You are not going to refuse to hire or fire our people because you found someone in India to do it cheaper. And you and I both know the Indians who have all these great resumes, They're fraudulent resumes. They're fraudulent degrees. So the entire premise that Indians are smarter and more qualified, that's just not true. And they're using that to replace an entire generation of Americans. The great replacement has always been real, and it will always continue unless we confront not just illegal immigration that is poured into our country, but also the legal migration.
Well, the idea that everyone is entitled to America after our ancestors, you know, fought, bled, and died for us all to be here, doesn't matter who you are. The idea that, oh, we got a guy from Sri Lanka to replace you. Oh, we got a guy from China to replace you, or India to replace you. It's very insulting. And the youth of this country, we're done hating who we are. We're done hating the American identity. We're not the boomer class, you know, of the World War II worship and, you know, the self-hatred. We don't believe in that. We believe in our founding fathers and the Constitution, Bill of Rights. And that's why I love that you're a constitutional candidate. We want to be proud of who we are and say, hey, you know, we've let in 1 to 2 million immigrants legally a year forever, right? For however long you can go back. It's a crazy number, basically like decades plus. We've let in all these legal immigrants. We're the nicest people around. We give all this foreign aid, all these grants. Why do we still have to feel bad and be told, oh no, got to let more people have opportunities? We don't have opportunities. We're on the street. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, I was asked point blank by a woman in a small town called Lake City here in North Florida on Monday. She asked me, what are you going to do for the Mexicans who have been here for 30 years and are now getting themselves caught up? Are you going to help them? And I answered with all due respect, no. And she said it was cruel. And I said, what's cruel is what happened to Jocelyn and Gary, Rachel Marin, and Lake and Riley. We have to have one top priority. It cannot be the well-being and welfare of every person on earth. It has to be first and foremost American
Yes.
citizens. The person in Sri Lanka, the person in Haiti, the person in Mexico is not entitled to the birthright that your ancestors and my ancestors fought for, that everyone watching at home, whatever state you may be in, they are not entitled to what we have been promised. Now, are we entitled to a job even if we don't deserve it? Of course not. We should compete amongst ourselves
Yes.
to be able to get great paying jobs, but we should not have to compete with cheap foreign slave labor to get a job at 7-Eleven. And I don't say that with hyperbole. I say that with all sincerity because there are a dozen 7-Elevens in Florida right now that have H-1Bs working the cashier line, working in the back. Tell me there's not an 18, 19, or 20-year-old who would want a good-paying job
right.
to be able to move out of mom's basement, to be able to buy a home, get married, and live out the full arc of the American dream. Is working at 7-Eleven perfect? No. Is it a dream? No. But it's a place to start. And our economic future is being robbed from us, and we are being replaced by
yes.
third-world migrants. Whether it's illegal or legal immigration, it doesn't matter. H-1B, H-2B, all of these workers are coming into our country, taking our jobs, our resources, taking up space. And as governor, I will end that invasion to protect the birthright of American citizens in my state.
Yes, and we do that because we are anti-discrimination and Americans are being discriminated against. This is very clear if people understand. Like, we're being attacked
That's right.
as a nation, as a people, everyone together. Everyone in the United States is being disenfranchised right now with the reckless spending, with the prioritization of foreign interests, with the wars, with all of it. We need to focus on we can control what we can control, and we can't control what we can't control. We can control our domestic policy. That's what the voting base cares about anyway. They can't find other countries on a map and say, oh, we're going to go in here in this strike point and whatever. All this war, fear, porn, and propaganda, that's not what people care about. They care about the price at the pump. They care about the price at the grocery store. They care about the quality of the safety of their community. James, I think you speak to that. I think you're going to provide a lot of that. What are some specific policies you want younger voters in Florida to know about? What are you going to do that's different?
Well, the number one concern for young voters, and you know, I'm kind of one of them too. I'm 31 years old, but I say to the people who think that I'm young that, yeah, I am. But the young leaders of this country, they were not the exception to the rule. They were the norm. Jefferson
Yes.
was 33 at the signing of the Declaration. Madison was 25. Hamilton was 21. Young men built this country, and young men will save this country. What I tell young men and women all over my state is it's got to be easy for you to buy a home.
Yes.
To buy a home. How do we do that? Three things. Number one, we have to ban Wall Street, ban Blackstone and BlackRock from coming in and buying up entire neighborhoods, taking that supply off the market and hoarding it. What they do is they don't buy a home to fix it up and sell it back to us at 5% profit. They buy the home, take it off the market, and then they rent it back to us. We are not a nation of renters. We are a nation of owners. We have to stand up and ban institutional investors like Wall Street from buying up our homes to be able to protect home ownership for the next generation.
Yes, it's a real sick anti-natalist agenda that a lot of people have against the family, against the home, against the concept of, you know, our country continuing and having that future. And of course, like I said earlier on the show, I said, I'm 200 years older. I've been in Texas 200 years. That's true, right? Like my ancestors, my lineage, I'm the latest one that's been produced, but I've been in Texas for 200 plus years. So for me to want to prioritize my nation, my state, the things that I care about, want to have a future and want to have a lineage of my own and my own children, of course there's nothing wrong with prioritizing that over somebody that's thousands of miles away or somebody that has billions of dollars and can, you know, bribe the government or whatever, right? It's about the little guy. It's always been about the little guy, but the little guy has been disenfranchised and has been taught to be distracted. So I think people like you, people like many other candidates as well, they're bringing attention to the fact that the little guy has been neglected. And that's what you do going on the street. You're like, hey, I'm a little guy too. I'm just like you. I'm the man out there that's trying to represent you if you'll let me. Not trying to represent a corporation, not trying to represent even, you know, a specific, set of coordinated political ideals. You're just, hey, I want to make my community better. I really like what you say about the orange trees versus the data centers. Maybe go a little bit into that as we go into the break.
Absolutely. The peak citrus season in Florida was in 2005, 224 million boxes of citrus shipped out. The most recent citrus season was 14 million boxes of citrus. So we are down big, and we need to change that. Obviously, what happened was citrus greening took over. This infestation, where did it come from? Of course, from China, and destroyed, uprooted, not just the citrus industry, but all of the jobs, all of the communities, the entire towns that run up and down US 27 in Central and South Florida that depended on citrus have been wiped out. And so my view is very simple. Show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome. Right now, there is no incentive to find a cure to greening that has taken down our citrus industry. And therefore, the outcome is there is no cure. I'll create an incentive in my first 6 months as governor, which will be a $1 billion cash prize to any scientist in the world who is able to come up with a long-term cure to the citrus greening epidemic in our state. Why? Because this is once a $15 billion industry per year. It makes good financial sense to invest $1 billion and to then get $15 billion back. We just need a governor who's willing to step up, find the money, and say, you know what? We're happy to invest $1 billion if we can bring back a $15 billion industry, bring back the jobs, bring back the communities, the farms. But in the meantime, in between time, we have to recognize that the desperation from citrus farmers has now been used to get them, to compel them to sell their land, their thousands of acres at 10, 15 cents on the dollar to these AI data center developers. So the sooner we can find a cure to citrus greening, the sooner we can stop the data center invasion. So this land is not forever salted over and we can actually preserve Florida as an agricultural capital. The truth is you judge a society by how you treat the most vulnerable, how you treat a working class individual who works at 7-Eleven who doesn't get replaced by an H-1B from India, how you treat someone who's homeless living off of a fentanyl addiction on our street. We have to get them off. No more compassionate care, which is offering free needles or free tents. Arrest them, bring them in, and give them a choice. Do you want to go to jail for all the drug paraphernalia on you, or do you want to get the mental health and addiction health
care
that you desperately need?
Yep.
And that's what this is about. Loving your neighbor. Matthew chapter 22, the two most important commandments, love God and love your neighbor. Not your neighbor halfway across the world who you've never met, who's never stepped foot into your country until now, wants our tax dollars, wants our resources, has never pledged allegiance to our flag. No. Love your literal next door neighbor who is staring down the H-1B crisis that will take their job, Blackstone who will take their home, the data center invasion that will raise our electric bills. We have to stand up for what is right in this race.
Absolutely. Powerful and well said. We'll be right back after the break with candidate James Fishback, gubernatorial candidate running against Byron Donalds in Florida. Go to his website. Where do they find you, James? What's the site?
Fishback2026.com.
Go to Fishback2026.com. We are going to be right back with more.
Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No. No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained, approved of mindset. So if you're here, you probably already are winning the chemical war over your own body. But that's why we sell the supplements that we do. Pretty much everybody takes them. Who doesn't take vitamins? Who doesn't supplement in some way or another? Who doesn't add a protein scoop when they get a smoothie at the store? Or take vitamin D or vitamin C or fish oil, you know, before bed or you know, when you wake up? Isn't a crazy thing. This isn't an out there woo-woo type of thing. Everybody takes supplements. Everybody I know takes supplements. And if you're not, you should be. And so all we do is get the best supplements on the market, white label them. And so you get them from us, you're probably getting a better price than at the store. And you're absolutely getting the best possible quality of all of these products. If you're here for the first time and don't know why you would support us, because you get the information for free, because the streams are free, because there's no obligation for you to support us, that's all part of the strategy. The fact is, we're able to keep this free because you go to thealexjonesstore.com. Put this information into action. You have to understand the attack on humanity itself and then fight back against it in two different ways. One, by advocating and trying to seize power politically to change things from the top down. But while that's going on, you've got to be protecting yourself against this stuff. And we have a lot of supplements and vitamins and minerals and merchandise for you to do exactly that. Things like Atomic Defense, Methylene Blue, Methylene Red. These things are extremely powerful and combat exactly the type of poisons that we talk about on a continual basis. So I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not making claims here. I'm not saying it's going to, you know, cure any diseases or anything. But I'm saying that in the modern world, it's microplastics and, atrazine and herbicides and growth hormones and fluoride that they put in the water on purpose because they want you dumb. You have to combat these things. You have to be protecting yourself and building up your internal shield so you can even handle the information that we're bringing to you. And that really is a thing. Testosterone, the higher your testosterone is, the more likely you are to go against the grain, to reject the herd mentality of the crowd and instead pursue justice or pursue the truth, regardless of who says anything about it. And there's a chemical balance that has to be achieved there. But that's why there's such an attempt to lower your IQ, lower your testosterone, lower your masculinity, lower your self-sufficiency, lower your self-confidence. Because they want you a tired, weak, overwhelmed, overworked slave. That's what the people in power have designed this world to do to you. And you don't have to take it. You can fight back. You can protect yourself. You can reverse the effects of the damage that's done to your body as it is to all of our bodies by going to the Alex Jones store and getting a product.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Another powerful interview on the new network continues with Florida gubernatorial candidate James Fishback. We're talking to him about real policy, the policy that truly matters to the American people, fixing things here at home. Now, here in Texas, something I always reference to people when we're talking about the Lone Star Tick, we dealt with this before. We eradicated something called the screwworm all the way down to the Darien Gap. Suddenly, now, we're faced with new cases of this in our state because our government has not decided to fund programs to eradicate them. So, James, I want to hear from you about this greening problem, because it sounds similar to things that, you know, we might have experienced in the past here. Of course, the sterilization irradiation campaign on the screwworm was immensely affected and irradiated them and got rid of them all the way down to the Darien Gap. You're proposing a $1 billion prize for somebody that saves this once, you know, $100+ billion industry in your country. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, absolutely. And the big thing for me is, how do we direct resources towards something that actually helps people? When you're not investing in an agricultural supply chain that stops things like citrus greening, you know, my grandmother always said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so if you're waiting for these things to become full-blown crises, you're always going to spend more money and it's always going to be harder to tackle. And so whether it's citrus greening or this new world screwworm, we have to get ahead of it now. And look, we can't wait for the federal government. Brooke Rollins this week said that the new world screwworm is a little pest. Well, that reminds me of the downplaying of COVID
yes.
in the early days when they said it had no human to human transmission. Of course, it turned out to be nothing worse than the flu, but the original underestimation of COVID was met by the pendulum swinging the other way and our rights being stolen from us in some cases, in some states, for upwards of 2 years. So we should never underestimate things, especially those that affect our cattle industry. You know, beef supply in the U.S. is at a 76-year low.
Yes.
If we are serious about tackling beef inflation, grocery inflation, food inflation, we got to start bringing our farms back here in Florida and across the United States. It's no wonder food is so expensive. We are not supplying any more of it here at home. And so we've got to rely oftentimes on our foreign adversaries in the global south, thousands of miles away, paying shipping costs. Those tankers can get bogged down by high fuel prices because of the new Middle Eastern conflict. And the result is we are now dependent on this fragile supply chain. We're dependent and we're paying more for it. And so there's so much to be gained by bringing these supply chains home. Start cattle ranching again here in Florida. Start growing citrus again here in Florida. Don't rely on China or even South America
yes.
for these absolute necessities like food and agriculture.
Yes, it's this idea of like, oh, we can hollow out the country and move all the manufacturing and all the farming and all the agriculture over to places that either hate us or couldn't care less about us. And that's going to be okay. That's going to be cool. Just because it makes your stock market portfolio go up. They always reference like the GDP, the CPI, inflation, things like this. People know that they're not being treated right. People know they're being deprioritized. People understand this because you look around you, you know, it's just like, where's the industry? Where's the manufacturing? Where's the retail? It's all a strip mall, right? It's all corporate interests. It's all bought up. That's why I think you talk about Blackstone. That's so important. Protecting family homes, protecting family industries, giving people the incentive of saying, hey, we want you to raise cattle here. We want you to grow oranges here. We want you to do these things here because we believe in your future, not just ours of grifting and stealing money. We reject that totally. What do you think is going to be, you know, the switch that flips in people's minds? And like, have you been able to flip that switch where you're talking to somebody and maybe they're not the most politically aware, but they see things going down the tubes. They see the degradation. They say, hey, this is one of the greatest states, if not the greatest state in the union. We got to do something better than this. I don't know what's going on. What do you tell someone that's unhappy but ignorant of the situation? How do you wake them up?
Here's how you do it. GDP in 2010 was $15 trillion. GDP today is $30 trillion. That means GDP is up by 100%. It's doubled. Does anyone watching right now, does anyone watching the Alex Jones Network right now believe that their life has gotten 100% better, has doubled their standard of living, their quality of life, their ability to raise their family, to have kids, to live out the American dream, and when it's all said and done, to retire comfortably? Of course not. And so if GDP goes up by 100%, but no one in the country except hedge fund managers and tech billionaires actually feel better off, then that's a problem. And it's one we have to confront. For the last 10 years, I've been an investor at different investment firms. Most recently, my investment firm, Azoria, launched last year. We deployed $40 million of capital investing in companies that were doing the crazy thing, which was rejecting DEI and instead hiring Americans on their skills and merit. But the truth is that I've spent the better part of the last decade really thinking hard about, do the economic statistics that we are told every day on Bloomberg and Fox and CNBC, GDP, GNP, inflation, we know the inflation numbers don't accurately represent the real inflation on the ground.
It's cooked.
That's one thing that I'm talking about. It's totally cooked. Does anyone believe that inflation was only 4% last year? Does anyone actually believe that today their Walmart cart is only 4% more expensive than it was a year ago? Now, why does it matter? It matters for a whole host of reasons. One, we deserve honest numbers from our government. But two, when you have 5 million Floridians dependent on Social Security, like my grandmother was until she passed last September, when you have them dependent on Social Security and Social Security checks have this inflation adjustment protocol called the cost of living adjustment, the thinking is that if inflation is 4%, you will get a 4% increase in your Social Security benefits. So your benefits, the purchasing power of them goes up with time as inflation erodes their value. It cancels it out. Great. Why is it that the inflation numbers are so cooked that our Social Security recipients who have paid into this program for decades, they are being scammed. They are being shortchanged. They do not believe, and I do not believe, and you do not believe that inflation has merely been 3 to 4%. It's been so much higher. And so we need accurate numbers because honesty and accountability in government is number one. But number two, for the 5 million seniors on Social Security in my state, they deserve every penny that is owed to them because they paid into the system for years. They worked for decades and they don't deserve to be scammed and shortchanged by Washington DC bureaucrats who are cooking the inflation numbers and pocketing the difference.
Yeah, I think this is a key point to make. You know, I rag on the boomers a lot and I criticize them for their voting record and being the dominant voting bloc in the past 30 years and kind of the wars and what's happened to our country, especially with the debt. But these policies, these people that trick the older population into voting for them because they have that establishment sheen because they're the man on the Fox News or whatever, because they're Byron Donalds, in my opinion, those people want to screw both the young and the old people out of our future. It's all about corporate interests. Like it literally, like I love the term empty suit. You got to use empty suit more because that's what he is. He ain't even there. You know, he's just a collection of all his buddies. They say like you're the sum of the people you spend the most time with or five people. Like he's just the sum of, he's legion. You know, it's almost demonic in a way to be representative of billions of dollars. You're just one man who just, if he didn't have that backing, he wouldn't be in that position. He's not motivated to run like you are. He's not dedicated to the country and his community like you are. It's all just a grift for Byron Donalds. I think we all know this at this point. He will not debate you because he is afraid. He will not debate you because you use big words. He will not debate you because you know what you're doing and you're smart. And he knows ultimately he's been given that position. I talk about people in media all the time and I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody, but Barry Weiss, okay, gets like 10,000 views a video. She gets paid $150 million. They make her the news director. If that go by record, I should be the Fox News new Roger Ailes. Right. But of course, that's not what happens. It's not a meritocracy. It's a, you know, they vote with their dollar and they vote on who they can buy. They can't buy you, but people can buy your merch. I think this is really cool. We've always said, hey, if you want to support the show, you go to alexjonesstore.com and you buy the product. You've got really cool merch for young people. And I bought some. I'll show you what I bought when we pull it up. Tell them about how they can support you.
Well, they can go to fishbackmerch.com right now and they can buy a hat, buy a shirt, buy a hoodie, buy the quarter zip, and support our campaign. 100% of the profits go to support our campaign.
I got the Navy hoodie. I gave you a hundo.
I got the car magnet on the car. I got the camo hat. And then I think we have to be honest about what this campaign really represents at the end of the day. Byron Donalds does not want to get on that debate stage with me because he's a coward, because he knows he doesn't have it all upstairs. And guess what? If you're not willing to debate your opponent who is within 3 points of victory in a New York Times recognized poll that came out yesterday, then you're not ready to take on the Democrat.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Democrat, by the way. David Jolly is now the unopposed Democrat nominee. He will be the Democrat nominee to go up against whoever the Republicans put up for the general election in November. Let's talk about David Jolly. He said 2 years ago, he is, quote, no fan of the Second Amendment.
Wow.
To every gun owner in the state of Florida, I am telling you right now, they are coming for your guns. They will immediately repeal open carry. They will repeal constitutional carry. They will extend the waiting periods to 15 days. They will double down on red flag laws. They will begin a gun confiscation program that will be optional in the first year and mandatory in the next. And David Jolly will ban AR-15 rifles in the state of Florida. He will shred the Second Amendment. He has already said he is no fan of our gun culture, and he has already said that he is no fan of the Second Amendment. This is not some moderate Democrat.
No, that's
Joe
deeply
Manchin.
Disturbing. That's deeply disturbing stuff for everybody listening. I think we all agree on that. This is somebody that's anti-constitution. And when you got somebody like Byron, got him waddling up, he's not prepared to take on this demon. You are. Talk about that.
Well, the truth is, don't take my word for it. Take the poll's word for it. We've been talking for 30 minutes now. Does anyone think that Byron Donald stands a better chance against a smooth-talking Democrat like David Jolly than I do? And the truth of the matter is, the polls already validate that. They have shown that if Byron Donald is our nominee, the Democrat will win by 1 point. If I am our nominee, we will win this by 5 points. And if you look at the rallies where you've got 700, 800 people, college students, Democrats, independents, libertarians, all on our movement in our campaign, that's why we're going to win this thing in November. So even if someone at home says, I don't know about this Fishback guy, you know, where did he come from? I understand all of that. Truly, I do. The era of trust me, bro politics is over, and this blind trust thing needs to be rejected entirely. But at the end of the day, this is a question of electability. Of course our campaign has better policies. Of course we are constitutional conservatives. Of course we're going to stand up to the H-1B scam and stop data centers in Florida. But even if we don't see eye to eye, every Republican in the state ought to be able to agree that David Jolly and the Democrats should not be able to go to the governor's mansion and unravel what Governor DeSantis and the First Lady have fought 8 years for. Imagine what Florida would have looked like if a Democrat had helmed the governor's mansion during a pandemic. Imagine what will happen to our gun rights if David Jolly is elected governor. He's already said that he will bring back COVID vaccine mandates for every public school student. This is the closest thing to a warning we could possibly have. And so Republicans don't have to see eye to eye with me on every single issue. Republicans can have their reservations about me. That's okay. But reservations are fine so long as this transcends the bigger cause, which is we've got to make sure that a gun-grabbing, vaccine-mandate-pushing Democrat called David Jolly is not elected governor, and Byron Donalds is not up for the task to be able to fend off this invasion, this tyranny that's coming for Florida.
Let's go into a nightmare scenario. We know this isn't going to happen. We know you're going to crush Byron Donalds. We know you're going to defeat, destroy, just completely annihilate him in the election. That's what we believe going on in the general. Let's say, nightmare Minecraft world, let's say that Byron Donalds is up there on the stage with Mr. Jolly, right? Does he just get smoked like a pack? Does he do the debate? Like, what happens there? Do you think he would be man enough to do it? Would he run away like he's run away from you?
I think he's going to run away. The fact that he's not even willing to debate in a primary, let's not forget that President Trump debated 11 times in the 2016 presidential Republican primaries. And Byron Donalds thinks he's better than Donald Trump, that he does not have to debate. He is a DEI candidate, didn't earn it. He believes that because he is a black man in America, that he is owed the Republican nomination. He wants to usurp the will of every voter in this state and say, you know what, James Fishback and your supporters, you don't deserve this, even though you're pulling 3 points from me, even though it's a coin toss on who's going to be the Republican nominee, I'm going to refuse to a debate. This is the same guy who will refuse to debate David Jolly. And I'll tell you right now, if that happens, it's over. The Democrats will take control of our state. They will take away your guns. They will push vaccines on your kids. And then you can say goodbye to the free state of Florida.
Yeah. And let's not forget, I mean, Byron's a criminal, is he not? Didn't he have charges? You know, something happened there, you know, fun trap house type of stuff. You know, do we need somebody like that as the mayor of Florida?
No, we don't. And, you know, everyone's allowed to make mistakes in the United States. I, as a Christian, believe that redemption is one of our strongest stories. The problem is that when Byron Donalds was arrested in 1997 and charged, and then arrested and charged in 2000, he lied about it for years. It wasn't until 2 months ago that he finally admitted that his drug possession charge was not a little bit of weed walking home from work. He was actually selling weed and other drugs to teenagers in Tallahassee. So the core view of redemption is that you are actually redeemed because you have totally owned up to your mistake, not that you are ducking and dodging and coming up with excuses for the mistake that you made. If Byron sold drugs, that's something he did 1997. Okay, admit it and let's move on. But if you're refusing to admit culpability and refusing to come clean, there has been no redemption and you're not deserving of forgiveness.
Hold on. So he was literally making the community worse and selling drugs to adolescent, young adult type people. That's kind of confirmed.
That's exactly right. He was arrested and charged in 1997 with drug possession with the intent to distribute.
You're conservative Christian, sir. Your conservative Christian values, you know, selling weed and other things allegedly to teenagers. Pretty crazy stuff, James. I really hope you win. We're really backing you here. I got to say, I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. I got the shirt now. I got the T-shirt. I got the hoodie, whatever you want to call it. Thank you so much for doing this interview with us. And again, where can people find you? Those URLs one last time for your support as well as your social media.
Fishback2026.com. Go on the merch page, cop yourself a little tracksuit, a little quarter zip, a hoodie, a shirt, a hat. 100% of the proceeds go to support our campaign. And we need every single dollar so we can beat Byron Donalds, stop the AIPAC invasion, the data center invasion, defend our Constitution. And at 250 years, we can revive that founding spirit of our ancestors and say that enough is enough. Put America first and quit apologizing for our greatness.
Fantastic. Always wonderful to talk to you. James Fishback, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in Florida, you need to be supporting this man, and around the country, get the T-shirt. Thank you, James, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Another phenomenal interview here on the War Room tomorrow. You're going to want to stay tuned. I am going to be back at 4 p.m. with Joe Kent and Anthony Aguilar breaking down the latest on the war and on Section 224 and what that means for our country's sovereignty and ourselves, the American people, we the people moving forward. I'm going to be here in the chair for you tomorrow. Just you wait. I'm really looking forward to that interview. I don't know how long it'll run. Anthony Aguilar has been amazing on Suleiman's show, and I've had Suleiman on the network before as well. Got to get him back, as well as just a variety of other people. There's so many amazing guests. There's so many, and I'm so honored to have people like Fishback, people like Kent, people like Anthony Aguilar, people like Suleiman, everybody, wide spectrum of all political beliefs. Everybody's a freedom-loving patriot in some regard, or a freedom-loving journalist, or a freedom-loving human, whatever you want to use a label as. Why don't we reject labels and just say we're humans that love truth, we love life, and we're here to deliver that to you and be that with you together. Now, I want to get into a couple other things, but I got Rob Dew joining me in the third hour. I guess I should say taking over in the third hour. Rob Dew will be taking over in the third hour. So I want to let you know, just a quick little personal plug here after the 2 hours of the show, where you can find me. I'm on YouTube at Gray Area Talks. That's the marquee show. I'm live every single Thursday and Sunday at Gray Area Talks. It's the same on all social media, Rumble, X, Instagram, you name it. Gray Area Talks. You want to go follow and support there. New American Journal. That's the morning show. I do it every single weekday. That's 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. That's the Gray Area page right there. Go ahead and follow that. Go ahead and subscribe on YouTube, Rumble, you name it. That's where you want to go. That's where you want to be. That's what you want to do. And then New American Journal in the morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single day, Monday through Friday. I am there with you. Me and Tim do a Gray Area X American Journal or New American Journal. Excuse me. I don't want to get sued. On Tuesday and then Wednesday through Friday, I'm joined by the great Anthony Graffio. So beyond all that, if you saw me run around here as a kid and as an adolescent, now as an adult, I'm back in the new studios at the new company and whatever. You're like, what have you been up to, Rex, over the past, you know, 5-6 years since 2020 or whatever? I would say, here's the thing. I'm an American small businessman. Let me tell you about it. I'm an American manufacturer. Let me tell you about it. I'm an American retailer. Let me tell you about it. American fulfillment center owner and shipper and all of that. I am an American businessman because of what I witnessed at the prior establishment, Infowars.com, which is that you can actualize your dreams by getting people to support you, by giving them a 360 win. You can find a product that they're going to take already, make a superior version of it, offer it to them, and if they're interested in what you have to say and they want to support you moving forward and they want to be a part of the operation, a part of the mission, they go to your websites and they buy the product to support the show. So I want you to go to 50%off.com and or JonesCBD.com. I want you to check out the sleep formulas I've got available for you. Go ahead and get JonesCBD.com punched up and 50%off.com punched up. I want to show you I've got the classic toothpaste. I've got the classic knockout sleep support. I've got Brain Force available. I've got the Super Silver Wound Gel available. I've got Dreamwave CBD. I've got Ultra Chill CBD. I've got Ultra Green Nano Emulsified CBD. All of that and more is on 50%off.com and JonesCBD.com. And if you want to follow me personally, my personal socials, it's going to be Rex Jones News with a Z. That's Rex Jones News with a Z. I have to plug because squeaky wheel, don't get the grease. Look at that. Knockout sleep support. Go ahead and click on it. That is the same formula plus magnesium that we've been selling or I've been selling since 2013. Right. Since it was originally created. Literally, when I was a kid, I was doing customer service on the phone talking to people about knockout. And now I've reformulated it, added magnesium to it. I've got the same price from 2015. It's still $30. And people would say, well, your plug-in stuff is Alex Jones Network products. All the products are good. On the Alex Jones Network side, on the Bigly side, they don't have anything for sleep. You know, they got things that help help you relax or help you rest. They don't have a direct melatonin product on 50%off.com. I've got knockout sleep support on JonesCBD.com. I've got Dreamwave. That's an amazing product as well. Blue chamomile and the melatonin and the full spectrum CBD. And then watch this. Knockout sleep support. You got melatonin, magnesium, GABA, L-theanine, hops flower, lemon balm, valerian root, L-tryptophan. I think I got them all. You see, I know it by heart because I've been offering it forever. I've been helping people with it forever. I've got the best formulas, the best supplements in the entire world at the best price because I own and control the manufacturing, the shipping, the retail, all of it. Nose to tail, it's all me. Somebody comes on here, gives you a code or whatever, that's one thing. Somebody comes on here like my father and says, hey, I got the methylene blue at the alexjonesstore.com. If you buy that, you're supporting and funding the operation. In the same way, if you want to support and fund my operation, my media career, what I want to do going forward in the future, I need your help to self-actualize. I need you to subscribe and get knockout sleep support from 50%off.com right now. Look at all that. Look what's in that formula. You're paying $30 for that. You buy melatonin magnesium together, you're going to be paying like $25, $30. With this, you get six to seven additional ingredients. But wait, there's more, even more. Use code KO for an additional 10% off. That's knockout sleep support at 50%off.com. And I just got to say, thank you so much for letting me plug. I really appreciate it. I am broke as hell. I had a deal with people earlier on where I was doing fulfillment for them. I was doing like 2,000 orders a month. I had this warehouse. They pulled out and left me. It was, I won't say who it was. It was Dr. Jones Naturals. That's who did it to me, right? So if you're going to buy toothpaste from anybody, don't buy it from the people that promised to do fulfillment with me. And then when the company was sold, immediately pulled out and left me. Okay. Buy the toothpaste from me at 50%off.com. Because when I ship it out to you, it's a Jones shipping it out to you. It's not somebody else. It's a Jones. And if you care about that and you want that in your products, you want to support a Jones, go to 50%off.com and Jones CBD. Thank you so much for letting me plug, guys. I really appreciate it. Rob Dew will be joining in the next hour. In a matter of minutes, Rob Dew will be in studio. Really appreciate all the time in the chair today and James Fishback's time as well. What an incredible guy. I've been interviewing him. It's hard to believe. I think since last year. He came on the Gray Area Talks originally. Then we had him on American Journal in the morning on the old network. Then we had him on the morning show again or the afternoon show again. And now we're having them on AJN Live. So it's amazing. It's beautiful. You want to see me here tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to be interviewing Joe Kent and Anthony Aguilar on a panel show regarding Section 224, the Israeli military, the relaunch of the war against Iran, and all of it together. Rex Jones News on Twitter, anti-war, free speech absolutist, geopolitical news enthusiast, death penalty advocate, dog lover, supplement guru, host of Gray Area Talks with Truism Tim. Hell yeah. See you tomorrow.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach
just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is what we're, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We just got done. Practicing killing, it's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling. We just got done practicing killing, it's the end of the world, and we just smoking and chilling. Your kids and your wife. Stay home, be a hero. Save some lies. Stay home, be a hero. Pass the fuck out with your kids and your wife. I told you they'd do it. The scam. Just got done practicing killing.
killing.
Share the links! AlexJonesLive.com!
They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
I thought it'd help. I'd piss on a spark plug.
Thanks for having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum's been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine colostrum is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is AlexJonesLive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for the last hour of the War Room. Thank you to Rex Jones for sitting in, the eldest son of Alex Jones. The oldest daughter is also, she's working next door. Been doing production work for the last at least year and a half. She's been doing production work, figuring out how all the stuff works, because, you know, people think, oh, we're just sitting in front of a camera. There's a lot going on back here every day. We got a great crew running this. You know, what are we doing now? 7 hours a day. We're going to get back to 19 at some point. And so it's going to be, we're going to be rocking and rolling. But we're still, rebuilding. We're in a rebuild where, what do you take? Two steps back or one step back, take two steps forward. That's what we're in right now. I have one guest on today. I have some of the news. I've been looking at the news, but, you know, of course we saw more Knicks fans. They lose and they riot. They win and they riot. So they're just looking for a reason to riot, and it doesn't matter what it is. So at this point, you know, I kind of hope they lose the championship just because the karma they're building up. But let's move beyond that. We're going to get into some weather wars here. This is Undergotten. We're going to have Undergotten on as a guest. You might have seen his stuff on X. He makes some amazing maps where he's showing you the locations of giant radar stations and the way they pulse to change the course of weather. And we're going to get into what's going on in the United States. We're also going to talk, like last year, remember they had some geoengineering being done out in West Texas. And then in 4th of July, they came through and flooded. A lot of people died. I met a guy over the weekend. His daughter was one of the people who died. They were driving on a trip and it was nighttime and they came to a bridge and the bridge had washed out. Nobody could tell that it had washed out. They just went right over the edge into the river, which was by that time a torrent, and everybody got out but his daughter. And so this stuff has real consequences in what they're doing by playing God. So we've actually got his screen share up. Let's bring him up now. Undergotten. You can follow him on X at UNDERGOTTEN. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. I've been looking at your videos for years, and or as long as you've been putting them out, you've been sending them to me. It's great to get you get you on. I do want to. I would say I love the lines and where they're all originating from. What exact? Because I know there's radar stations all over the country. You know, you see a dome; it's got a radar dish spinning around in it. But these are these super radar domes? Like, what are you pointing out? And then maybe give us a quick geography lesson of where these are all located.
Well, so these lines are, I've just traced eight of these radar bases together because, let me see if I can find a lot of these have, this radar data that I'm downloading this from, Iowa State University.
Okay.
And, that's four different layers of radar I've got overlapping a satellite image.
Okay. So. Yeah. And those are all the radar stations. Higher number.
That's right. So this is instead of doing the map here, I took a day and just drew a little X on every single radar. But you can see, on the radar data itself. There we go. You can see these, let me see if I can move my talking head around.
Oh, wow.
You can see
you're a video this, wizard. Like,
you can see this circular pattern here.
Right.
That's the actual radar data, and that's what each one of these little circles. That's a radar.
And what are they measuring right there? What is that actually measuring?
So, well, that's the funny thing is the National Weather Service won't tell us.
Okay.
They give several different excuses, ranging from birds to bugs. Or ground clutter. They claim that this is an artifact of when the radars are spinning down at night, which, I mean, if you know anything about radio at all, you could look at that and say, no, that's not what this is. You know, this is pulsing at different times.
And
it happens
it
day
pulsing.
Or night.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not birds. It's not bugs. It's a perfect circle. What it actually is just electrical output. It's just... Right. More electricity coming
ions.
From that particular, right. That's all. It's broadcasting more while some of the ones that are smaller circles, like you see, you know, right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's not broadcasting
as
much electricity.
Local Odessa weather station is what that is.
Yeah. But these are all, NEXRAD. These are all the same. There's nothing special, particularly special about. I lost my train of thought.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll get into your pattern recognition. How did you first start seeing this and going, okay, I'm seeing a pattern here. I got to start showing people this is what I think is going on. Like when did that, how did that process happen?
Well, so there's a guy you guys have had on, Dane Wigington.
Uh-huh.
He was on last year on Alex's show a couple times.
Yep. Geoengineering watch.
Yep. And, if you've seen his documentary, The Dimming, there's a part in that documentary where he shows radar bases pulsing like we see here and, pushing Hurricane Helen over, you know, so you can see the hurricane moving in one direction, the radars pulse up and the thing starts going off, you know, to the right. That blew my mind. I was like, how does he even have that data? Before that, I didn't realize you could just download this. You know, the only thing I knew about radar is what we see on the National Weather Service, which is actually, I have some of that on this map too. If you look right here, this kind of blue and green,
that's rain.
That's coming,
right?
Yeah.
Precipitation.
That's coming from the National Weather Service itself. That I download from NOAA. And that kind of extends a little bit further out into the map. So these ones that are the actual radar bases here, they stop right about there. So the NOAA one gives me a little bit more data a bit further out. But anyway.
And when this has nothing to do with chemtrails or anything, when people are talking about chemtrails, this is just like ground-based, like what HAARP is essentially, but not as big. It's like a bunch of baby mini HAARPs around the country.
Well, so HAARP is just one node in this network.
Yeah.
harp's like a training facility. My nephew, actually, there's another harp over here in Massachusetts. And while I don't have that radar data, my nephew works at that one. It's the whole station is just for weather control. He's just a maintenance man there, but he's got government clearance and whatnot, because that's the stated purpose of that one. It's in Millstone, Massachusetts.
And he admitted that to you? He said, yeah, we just controlling the weather with
this? It's public information.
Okay.
Just like HARP, you know, that's what it's for.
HARP, they say it's for over the horizon radar. They say it's to bounce radar off the ionosphere over to other people so we can have, you know, cause that's the problem with radar. It supposedly dies at the horizon, depending on where you are in the flat earth spectrum. We're showing some HARP images right now. Looks like a bunch of geoengineering B-roll, cause the systems, it seems to be the rains that come in and flood areas are happening more and more frequently. At least that's what it seems to me. And then, you know, we saw, last year, the hurricane that was steered up into, Georgia, and then into what it went into South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and just kind of made its way up and really, you know, destroyed a bunch of mountain, you know, little small hamlets that aren't used to stuff like this. They never see stuff like this. Yeah. And they got mudslides. They've got, you know, rivers that it just suddenly starts swallowing homes. And, you know, we hadn't seen that much. That's for sure. I don't remember seeing that since I've been alive.
Mm. Yep. It's definitely gotten a lot different since COVID. I don't know what it's like for you in Texas, but over here, well, I mean, I kind of do actually. So it's a lot clearer skies for you than it is for us over here in Mass. Ever since COVID, they've been generating clouds from the ground, which is actually, you brought up that flood in Texas. It's something I try to point that out on this Warcast as well. They're constantly generating clouds.
Yeah. And let me ask you this real quick. Are you keeping copies of all this stuff and have a historical record that you can refer back to, or where does all your information go after you make these videos?
Oh, I've got it all on my machine still.
Okay.
All of it's downloaded. I got a script running constantly. I got a bunch of scripts running constantly downloading, you know, I have one that zooms into, Texas and Mexico. That one usually is where I see a lot of the cloud generation.
You see crazy stuff come out of Mexico all the time.
Yeah. It's just like that flood that you were talking about. You could see it. And this is actually when Harrison started following me. I was watching that and I tagged him and said, look at this. And it's just, you can see it start from a central point and just a circle of cloud comes out. And that's not natural evaporation. It happens, you know, in the course of a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And usually, on my Texas time lapse, that's usually happening at night when there's no sun. So where is all that cloud cover coming from?
Yeah.
You know? It's just exploding, and it looks like a bomb going off.
Do you think this is coming from the ground, or you think it's coming from the sky?
It's definitely coming from the ground. There's a guy on YouTube who did a lot of videos about that specific topic, rapid evaporation. His YouTube channel is called Weather War 101, and he shows them repurposing power plants. And you know, you've always seen the smokestacks from power plants, and you can see clouds coming out of it. But sometimes, and I've seen one in Massachusetts do this, I've only seen it do it twice. Sometimes the clouds don't dissipate. And that's what we're seeing. You know, that's just one way. I assume, you know, they've got black sites all over the place that are doing it other ways, but especially all along the Gulf, I'll bet you anything that that's what it is. It's power plants. They're just, you know,
and if people are like, well, how is this funded and stuff like that? If you could take billions of dollars, what they're doing now, and just giving it to people to fight fake autism all over the country and fake EBT card recipients, and everything just seems to be fake, right. Hospice care. You know, you think of the billions of dollars going to this, fake Medicaid charges. They can easily come up. You think the CIA hasn't come up with a system yet, or the Department of War come up with a system that they could funnel money into, create a whole black site system that we would never know about? And it's just getting, they found guys, see if you can find the article. I think it was like $4 trillion that just leaves the Treasury and they don't know where they go. We don't know where it goes. We can't track it. I'm like, bull. You could totally, really? Yeah. Oh, but you could track, you could have the IRS call me about $89 in interest, from my bank account. Like where, but like you could track that, but you can't track $4 trillion black hole that's just leaving the Treasury, you know, that
just lost my $4 trillion. Whoops.
You know, there it is. $4.7 trillion. It's a, $4 trillion, 7 billion. Okay. That's, yeah. I mean, it's like, what? And Rick Scott introduces bill to track Treasury payments. So that was March 27th of 2025. Probably nothing happened to that bill. But Rick Scott's also got some questionable stuff under his claim. I think people are always saying he bilked Medicare for some money. So it's interesting that he's doing that. But let's get back to the weather. So is this current data what we're looking at now, or is this older data? What are we looking at now?
This is my highlights reel. I okay. started doing this in February of last year.
Okay.
So this is the oldest thing we're seeing is probably from March.
Yeah, and you've got the sooner. You're showing the semicircle right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything locks into this grid. We started talking about that. But these radar bases that I've got outlined, and that's what you can see, you know, this is in Hodgdon, Maine. This one's KCBW. They all have radio call signs.
Okay.
Cause they're radios. The rad and radar. Wait for this grid to pop back up here.
You got
this is a black and white time lapse I keep.
Bismarck, North Dakota or something? Is that's where one of them's at? And then one of them's in Washington.
That one always has, that Bismarck, North Dakota one has always got a beam shooting out of it.
Yeah, that one right there up top. And then you got something that looks near Chicago or Wisconsin, Detroit over there in the.
That's the, if you look at this, it kind of looks like a pentagram shape that it makes.
Oh yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, that's probably so they get better control over your weather.
Yeah. You know, that's, I pointed that one out to Harris and go, let me pause this so we can look at it.
You got one in Florida. It looks like in the panhandle of Florida too.
Yeah. Well, that's Georgia actually. Oh, it's Georgia. That's Moody Air Force Base.
Okay.
And that one, getting turned around here. That one's usually, I catch that one pushing rain off of it very often.
Okay.
You know, those flyboys don't like to get rained on too much.
Okay. So we got Maine, we got Georgia, then what's that one right above you?
That's in Grand Rapids. That's okay. KGRR.
Yeah.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then over by you right here is New Braunfels, Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's right down the road.
All the radar. All doing the same.
When did New Braunfels come online? How long has that one been running?
Oh, I don't know. these are all, I think, from, I know they've added some, but most of these are from, 89, I think, is when NexRad went online. But I mean, I've seen videos, radar videos from the 80s where you can clearly see spirals around the radar while the guy's talking. But once you start looking for it, you're going to see it always. I think this has always been a dual purpose thing.
Yeah. You had one of your videos that I was looking at that showed the stair step going across the country, you know, and it was literally stair right angles coming down. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you remember what that one is, maybe we could play that video real quick and come back to it. Cause I thought do you remember which one that one was? That 1, 2, or 3?
Just saw it a second ago. Let's see if it's, there it is. I've caught that a few times here, right after this.
Here
it comes. it's like the sky is an oscilloscope, basically.
There it is. And just the stair step,
just doing a square wave, you know.
And I mean, that kind of defies what, you know, nature doesn't work. Nature doesn't work in right angles. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
That's man made.
That's
thing.
A thing. Yeah. That's not radar either. That's a satellite image that we're seeing right there. You know, this purple here is the, that's the lower troposphere, which this is all infrared right now. At night, this is the GOES 19 color satellite shows you infrared at night. So you can actually see a lot more at night than during the day because you can actually figure out what altitude you're at. So here's all this purple staircase here is the lower troposphere. And then we've got white clouds and that's the upper troposphere.
Okay.
And then you've got stuff like this, the green, that's my radar.
Yeah.
There. and the blue here, that's all radar data overlapping.
So you're watching this, you're continually putting these videos out. I mean, what is your basic conclusion aside from they're manipulating the weather? I mean, do you have any other insights into this, or, I mean, aside from just chronicling it, or what do you think is really going on? What are they doing it? Is it on accident? In order to have radar, we have to just screw with the weather. It's just the way it is.
Well, if you listen to Dane Wigington's podcast, he does a weekly podcast on Sunday. And at the beginning of every podcast, he's got Lyndon Johnson doing this, this quote. I don't know if you've seen the Lyndon Johnson video. He controls the world in his 1992 accent. I'd say that's the purpose right there. You know, I was talking to Harrison about that. Iran kept accusing Israel of blocking their rain, you know, as an attack measure. And that was the first thing they did.
They blew
up strike those radar bases.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. What, did you see anything on your radar systems when you were, did you ever go look at that when it happened?
I only am focused on the United States side of the world. Yeah. Just cause I was, this is the only one where I have actual radar data that I can download.
Right.
And then, this grid thing is just, I'm just trying to maintain always looking at that so I can basically prove, you know, with repeated weekly evidence that this is constantly going on. It's not like sometimes they push a hurricane. No, every hurricane, every tornado, every, every piece of weather happening, it's being controlled by us.
Every piece of weather happening. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Here's an article. He who controls the weather controls the world. CIA accused of poisoning the sky in 1960s report. Yeah. And, you know, now that you guys can find, there's a patent for, you know, putting graphene oxide and nanoparticles in the atmosphere, you know, how you would disperse that stuff. In fact, you know, when we come back from break, we'll play the old Brennan clip talking about geoengineering. He's at one of these think tanks and he's like, you know, this is aerosol injection. This is a thing we've been looking at. We think this is a great way to, we're not going to do anything nefarious with it. Don't worry. You know, I just let all the 9/11 hijackers into the country, you know, but don't worry about that. We have your best interests in mind. So it's pretty nutty. What's going on currently right now in our weather system? What should we be looking at? We just had a lot of rain in Texas and it all went east and kind of screwed up travel, but, for people. But,
I thought I just saw something about it. It's snowing over in Yellowstone right now.
Yep. July snowstorm. They had it. And I know a lot of the ski resorts in California were staying open later because they finally started getting snow where they weren't through most of the year. Now it seems like May and June were some of their best months of getting snow this past year.
Yeah. I think they're doing it up in New Hampshire too on the, you know, to, probably cheaper than the snow machines, but I mean, if you ask me, it's the real reason they do this is because of the control it gives them over markets, you know, like they know when natural gas is going to be spiking. They know when oil is going to be spiking, when those heating bills all turn on, you know, they know orange futures and whatever, if there's going to be a bad crop, because they're going to make that frost happen. You know, they can manipulate every market you can think of.
So it's just a system on top of a trading desk, essentially. It's like a dashboard. You know, they're getting this information. We're like, oh, we got frost here, an early frost. We've got a hurricane coming up. Let's just launch this hurricane up to New Jersey. We had that superstorm. Yeah. What was it? Superstorm Sandy, I think in 2012, which was like something that, you know, people were getting flooded out in their basements in New York and New Jersey. And, that was just, it was kind of it's a freak thing. Last year, they tried to blame it on a tropical storm meeting a weather system coming from the north that just stalled over Texas. But you also had a guy admitting he was doing geoengineering in West Texas 2 days before all the rain started happening. And
he didn't have anything to do with that, though.
Well, you never know. I mean,
it was a massive cloud on that satellite. That wasn't from Dorico or whatever that kid's name is.
Yeah, Augustus Dorico. I don't think it was either. Yeah. But it was just interesting and coincidental that he's doing that. And I think, if anything, he would be a fall guy because his stuff is going through drones. It's not like giant loads of stuff. You know, he said he's got, you know, millions or billions of particles, but it's in a drone. It's not, it doesn't have a giant payload like a jet you see, you know, dropping clouds out. So,
this is a $1 trillion industry right here. You know,
right there, there's your right angles again, right there. Look at that.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. Well, we're going to come back from break, get into this a little more and see where it's going to take us because, you know, like I said, he who controls the weather controls the world. We'll be right back on the War Room Live.
Have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so if it's time to sell it, we're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today. Okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom, and I take my shirt off. And I turned red, not with like hives, like it was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good is a little bit Native American, some of the benefits of that. But I was like even redder, and I was like, what is this? And I'm like, electricity. I go, oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good. And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, this is kind of scary. And about an hour into it, I go, I hope this stops because it was getting too good. That happened to Derek. He took it and said, I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid. So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, and by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade. And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. When, you know, but I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. You'll get the best. I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone. Literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something? I was like, no. And he goes, well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing. And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, it's methylene blue. He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay? That's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious. Okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town. Because that's how strong this is. Okay? That's what this does. And we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke. Okay? I don't sell crap.
Weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Stop. Now boogie to the... Wow.
Significantly larger proportions of retired people
and older people relative to working age citizens. Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives. Now I could go on.
That's your former loving CIA dictator, or I'm sorry, director. I said it again. John Brennan, big fan of geoengineering. That was at the Council of Foreign Relations. So that's just a group of people who want to control the world and control its resources and depopulate. That's basically what their goal is. And how does that relate to what we're talking about now? It's just one more sort of building block. You know, you have chemtrails is one thing. That's laying out the material for the clouds to grab to create more clouds that they think is going to reflect more sunlight, or just putting reflective particles in the atmosphere that then, you know, kind of grab, you know, they get water moisture around them and they become clouds, but basically reflect the sunlight back up. That's what they want to do because they're doing it under this auspices of fake global warming. Well, now you can find articles that they're like, oh man, we're cooling the planet. So he's talking about a $10 million plan a year to do that. If you think that that's all they're doing, well, we're showing you actual radar data overlaid with radar maps and an infrared, from Undergotten. And just to go into all that, it's crazy stuff. And I want to get back into it, but I just want to tell you real quick, I'm only doing an hour, so I got to make sure I get at least one plug in, because that's the only way we are able to fund ourselves here is when you go to thealexjonesstore.com and you purchase some of the products. We're not making you do it. We're not forcing you to do it. We don't make you get a subscription. And it's all voluntary. You know, you like the value we give you. You go, oh, I want to get some of these amazing supplements like Ultimate Life Force, which, it's this bottle here. It's a big old bottle of kind of yellow looking pills. That's the turmeric in it, in these capsules. So you can see they're nice and big. If you don't get a shot of that in my hand, you can see how big these are right there. And it's got turmeric. It's got NAC. I know you're like, oh, I hope nobody takes those after Rob put them in his hand, but people probably still will take them. But it's got NAC. It's got N-acetylcysteine, which is NAC, natokinase, turmeric, black pepper extract, and bromelain and selenium. So people are having things like long COVID, or they're getting COVID again. NAC helps your body make glutathione, and that helps you clean out your glutathione. Basically, is a detoxifier. Bromelain weakens the spike protein. Natokinase dissolves the spike protein. Turmeric helps with the inflammation. Black pepper helps the turmeric work better. So it all comes together. Basically, you know, we could call this ultimate spike detox, but it's basically ultimate life force. And right now, 50% off. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com, check out Ultimate Life Force, try it, get one or two, and try it. See, especially if you're going through these constant, oh, I'm getting these kind of low-grade coronavirus sicknesses that you're getting, you know, from leftovers from maybe you took the vaccine, maybe you got a bad case of COVID. But you're trying to get this spike protein out of your body because it just lives there and it just moves around and causes damage to different parts of your body. But it's got 400 milligrams of pharmaceutical grade NAC to skyrocket the glutathione, which is your body's antioxidant. Look at that. I'm now looking at this page and everything I just said is there. 100 micrograms of selenium for help with detoxification, 4,000 units of natokinase, and 80,000 units of serapeptides, which are two powerhouse enzymes that help break down unwanted fibrin and protein buildup. And then 500 milligrams of bromelain, plus you got the black piperine and also the turmeric in here. So you take four capsules of this a day. Also, we have available for 40% off methylene red, atomic defense, methylene blue tincture, methylene blue gummies, MK Ultra, which is the vitamin K and magnesium, and the war cry smelling salts, big popular hit. We'll do that every now and then after the show. We'll just take a sniff of that war cry smelling salts, and it makes you go after that. After it really does pull you out of your funk. 35% off zeolite tincture to do some more detoxification. Creatine powder, something I take every day, sometimes even twice a day. CMOS capsules, methylene blue caps. That's my favorite version of methylene blue. And then up to 30% off iodine tincture, CMOS gummies, Shilajit caps and gummies, ultimate chill and energy. I think, you know, we started off the plug sheet today with the dual carbon platinum variety gravity fed water system made out of stainless steel, but I think they're almost all gone. There may be a few left. If you jump on now, you could probably pick those up, but gets rid of arsenic, lead, mercury, chloride, fluoride, pesticides, industrial chemicals, PFAS chemicals, and forever chemicals like PFOA and PFAS chemicals. So it goes through two different stages of gravity, filtering, which is the best way, in my opinion, because you're not pressuring things through, you know, for those filters you get for your faucet. This is gravity fed's the way to go because it's just, it works with the power of gravity. Those of you who believe in gravity and helps filter your water out. So you're drinking clean water. It's something you should get, especially if you have a family. You want to give the gift of clean water to your children so they're not drinking chloride and fluoride. And, you know, that's one way to get that stuff out of your body is to not put it in your body in the first place. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Check out your Ultimate Life Force. It really is an amazing product. It's one that I take. I have also got regular natokinase and regular bromelain separately, but then you get it all in one spot and it's only, four pills. So check out Ultimate Life Force, 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And we go back to our guest, Undergotten. We just showed that Brennan clip from a few years ago at the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you think that there's actually a code in the U.S. code that says the government can do anything they want to you, basically, as long as they call it testing. If it's under testing, it's like, oh, we can shoot you with radiation pills. We can give you syphilis and test it on you. Just because we call it testing. We don't call it anything else. We're not running an operation. It's the reason these chemtrails are flying overhead and the reason these radar stations are going, we're just testing things. So we're going to test it for 50 years and see if it works. And by that time, maybe we've killed enough people who are asking questions, and we want anybody asking questions because everybody will be looking at their phones. Undergotten, of what I just threw out there, what did I get correct?
It all sounds about right. I got to tell you, since you're doing the plug, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out
there you go.
This stuff right here. I get that every month, man, and that was life-changing for me. I had a prescription for Adderall for like 10 years.
Okay.
I decided I didn't want to take that stuff anymore the beginning of last year. And once you get off of that stuff, you're just like, your brain is gone. You're in a funk. And this stuff brought me back.
I tell you what, I was sort of, I was skeptical of the methylene blue because I saw other people taking it. And I did a couple things of the tincture. I did two dropperfuls of the tincture and went and rode my bike, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So I stayed off of it for a while. And then I just went to the pill and I did or the capsule, and I did a capsule every other day for about a month. And in like 3 days, all my brain fog went away. And I'm like, this is amazing. It stays away. It doesn't come back because your mitochondria is basically like, thank you. You've released the bondage on me. And now I can perform and keep your brain, you know, clearly thinking. I think so much better now than I did, you know, even like, you know, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, definitely. Just with all the funk around you and all, you know, we're surrounded by TVs here. We're indoors, breathing indoor air.
Yeah,
and, you know, it does. It basically, when I go out camping, I feel great when I come back. And it's like that. Yeah. It's almost like going camping all the time. You know, being in the woods, breathing clean air, touching the ground. There's all those things that kind of help you become a human again. And I really do. I think Methylene Blue is one of the best out there. I was amazed by its results. So
same here.
Yeah.
I owe you guys a debt of gratitude for that.
Well, there you go. All right. So it looks like you brought up the Mexico map. What do you want to talk about with Mexico?
Oh, well, this is that, right angle cloud that we were just looking at, you know,
totally normal.
I would love to see somebody reproduce that in a lab setting. Cause if this is just wind doing this, you know, then you should be able to reproduce that with a smoke machine and a couple of box vents. Of course you can't, you know, I've seen people blow, you know, smoke rings with a cigarette. I've never seen anyone blow a smoke square. You know, it just can't be done. So that right there is our smoking gun for microwave manipulation. And that's, talking to Grok about it, he seems to think, or it seems to think that, the chemtrails are in part like just an electrolyte for this system, you know? So they're making massive amounts of clouds on the ground and then they're seeding it with, these nanoparticulate metals. And that facilitates the radar further, longer, et cetera.
It gives the radar something to grab onto, I think. It's something to reflect because it is.
It's like spraying an antenna in the sky.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? Or like, because radars are microwaves. I don't know if you know that, but that in the 1950s, everybody knew that. They even had a brand of microwave called a radar range because that was just common knowledge. Radars are literally just, it's a microwave antenna on a swivel. And it's just, that's how it interacts with hydrogen is microwaves heat hydrogen up. And that's how they heat your food up. They heat the water up in your food.
Well, that's how a guy figured it out. He was standing next to the microwave with a candy bar in his pocket and it melted.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a minute.
Story.
This is, I mean, everybody's heard that story. That's how, and they're like, oh, we could do this to heat up food. And you know, basically what you're doing though, the microwave, basically the way it works is it heats the water inside the food you're eating. So if you're looking at a regular microwave, it's bombarding your food. And so it's actually breaking apart the water molecules, which who knows what that is doing to your food. You know, cause people said, oh, you know, people who eat microwave food, they notice a difference when they stop eating microwave food and suddenly they don't have all those stomach problems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think too, if you take that microwave antenna and you point it at the sky, it's going to heat up the hydrogen in the clouds.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. So it's as simple as that. So this is really, really old technology. And then when they're spraying stuff, that just allows it to travel further. It makes a weaker signal stronger, you know? But it also, if you look on Dane Wigington's site, he's got patents for a lot of this stuff. There's, you know, different particles they're spraying that allow you to trigger rain or to trigger, you know, different things, you know? So it's not just, there's a lot to the system.
They're not just spraying water vapor out of the back ass of these planes.
No,
and
sir.
And then off the ground, I guess. Cause I've seen video of these cloud, it looks like it's a cloud making factory. They're just shooting this stuff out. It's just going up into the atmosphere.
Yeah. So if you look at the time lapse here, look at that.
Yeah.
That's just almost the same location.
And is this at night? Is this at nighttime?
That's at night.
Okay. Yeah, that's unheard of.
Sorry.
You see no evaporation from the ground at nighttime.
So you can see it start during the day here, but then night falls and it's a perfect circle. You know, that doesn't make any sense. if it was actually the sun evaporating a lake or a river or something, that would be happening in the shape of the lake or the river. It would be happening over a wide area. It wouldn't have a central point and be going out in 360 degrees like that. It makes no sense. It looks like a tea kettle boiling, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm looking at this right now, especially when you see it and then you watch it again. Cause I can see people like just looking at a radar, or and you've got several layers right here that you're superimposing. And I think that's the difference that most people don't see. They don't see how the different, they don't see the infrared with the precipitation map, with the radar signals also popping out. So when you see them all together, then you can see, oh, you see where the pulses are happening. And then you see stuff moving from the pulses. Now, they've also saying, are you ever superimpose the jet stream on here and see what that's doing to things? Because they say the jet stream is the biggest influencer of our weather in the United States. Because it's either up in Canada or it comes down to the United States and does these weird...
The jet stream is us now. That's
you think we totally hijacked the jet stream at this point?
Yeah. I mean, that's what these straight, long cloud walls... Wait, let me use my talking head here.
Yeah.
That's what these long, long lines are doing here, is that's creating a wall for that natural jet stream pattern and forcing it like the aqueducts move water. It's basically the same thing.
So it's basically hitting the jet stream and pushing the jet stream lower or higher depending on where it's meeting it.
Yeah. It's because normally it's just sort of the way, some weathermen on X were demonstrating it earlier this year, is it's like kind of a wobble that's just going around the Earth in this constant pattern. So really, it wouldn't be, if you think about it that way, it wouldn't be too much. If you can fire a wall of heat up there, you can maneuver that wobble left or right.
Moving the wobble.
And that's what you can see them doing. And I didn't share it with you, but I've got a video that it got like 4 million views. It was a pretty big hit for me. That's just every single week during the winter, this KBIS in Bismarck, which has these lines always shooting that way, was just walls of clouds right there along this grid line here. And they were calling it Arctic blasts, but you could literally see the clouds. They'd have a wall of cloud on this side, a wall of cloud over here, and basically created a channel for this Arctic blast to funnel in. And then you could see a wall of cloud down below here. And I might just bring one up, actually.
Yeah, see if you can find that. And here's another question. If people want to get into doing this and watching this, because obviously, you know, you've been doing it a little over a year. This is going to strike some people as being very interesting. Where are you're getting all this information and then you're superposing it. What is the process of doing this and where are you finding all these sites at?
So I'm downloading it directly onto my machine, from two places, one from the National Weather Service and one from, University of Iowa, which is the only university in the country that provides this radar data.
And did they mention why they do that, or they just do it?
They've just had that contract with the National Weather Service since it began.
Yeah,
not sure. There's other universities that you can view the data on, but they're the only one I know of that lets you download it into map software. So this is GIS software that I'm using to download it.
Yeah,
it's geographical information software, and I'm on Linux, so I'm using one called QGIS. There are Windows versions though of all that stuff. if you prefer, let me see here. This might be the video. Arctic mashup.
Well, you can definitely see how everything's flowing straight down and you can see the channel right there. There's the one channel and then the other one's right next to it.
And that's going right to each radar base too. Look at, there's a radar base here where it cuts an angle.
Yeah.
The clouds are from this radar base straight, boom, they hit the next radar base and they cut this little angle here and back down to the next radar, you know.
And you don't think there's any way our weather overlords are just being stupid and they don't realize this is happening? You think this is something they know they're doing and are purposely maneuvering this weather?
I mean, I don't see how it could be otherwise. Look at the size of that.
You know? Yeah.
4,000 mile long wall. And they talk about it. There's a meteorologist, Jeff, what's his name? Berardelli, I think, or Bernardelli. He's, he likes to, you can tell he wants to say what's really going on his X account. He always says man-made climate change, but he's clearly using that as a euphemism for this, for
man-made climate change.
Yeah, right.
I guess in some way it is kind of man-made climate change, but it's not from people driving SUVs or using weed eaters, you know. Weed eaters don't put off a radar signal, you know.
Yeah. They don't boil clouds from the ground. I started saying this earlier. I wanted to tell you that they started doing this way more intensely during COVID.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was at the time. I was just like most people sitting in my house, bummed out, staring out the window, you know? But I can remember the day when things changed over here in Massachusetts, because there was like a sound in the air almost. It was like this hum, you know, but not a hum. Like it was not a sound, but it was, you could feel it. You know what I mean? And then this wall of clouds just sort of slowly moved in. It wasn't rain or anything. It was just this, I've never seen it before in my life. And like nothing went back to normal after.
Yeah. They want to build these massive data centers too. I wonder if that has anything to do with, this, you know, cause they want to build them out in West Texas, out in Salt Lake City, all over the country, like especially these giant ones. And I wonder if that'll have anything to do with changing weather patterns as well. These giant, like, you know, basically heat, you know, heat slabs essentially that are just going to be in the middle of these places. Instead of where there would have been ground that would have absorbed the sunlight, it's going to be these giant things that are creating more heat, you know, than, I think we're saying that, like nuclear blasts. It's going to be that, you know, several nuclear blasts per day of heat.
Yeah. They said it completely changes the environment where those things are.
Yeah.
Somebody that Alex had on was talking about that.
And you're talking about the hum. That's, you know, the hum is what, you know, people are saying. The hum is what, some guy's got a farm next to a data center and he hasn't had a live cow birth since the data center, launched.
Right.
Because, you know, and he thinks it's something has to do with the hum. He's like, there's always a hum out there. And these frequencies can come in, and frequencies can do a lot more than I think. Everything's basically made up of sound. Vibration, because sound is vibration. So, you know, us talking is putting out vibrations, but then also, you know, your body is filled with things that are vibrating as well. So everything's kind of producing its own resonance, and some resonances are good and some are can do things like, you know, create was that a big semicircle right there above over, the Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Yeah.
You can see the semicircle.
Dead center.
Yeah. It's like an oval. It's an oval. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's
dead center. And then of course there's that wall again, right at KBIS.
Right.
Long,
if you don't know where these 400
miles.
Yeah. And if you don't know where these radar stations are, then you don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, there's a semicircle, an oval of clouds with a channel right next to it. That looks normal, you know, but then you're here's these radar.
We see the fronts, you know,
you'll
see that big wall of cloud in the sky and you're like, oh yeah, that's just a storm front. That's what the weatherman told me. It's actually a microwave front.
Yeah. Well, it's very, very interesting. We actually got less than a minute. I got so into this, I wasn't even looking at the clock.
Oh.
Undergotten, UNDERGOTTEN on X. Give him a follow. He's got some great information, great videos like this. If you're into stuff like this, Undergotten on X. You can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz on X. I'm always putting out different kinds of things. Things that I find interesting. I thought this was interesting. I knew I was going to get to do an hour today, so I said, let's bring him on and talk about this and kind of share it with people so they're more aware of what's going on in your world. Because if you're not aware of what's going on in your world, you can't be manipulated. And that's what we're trying to stop here. Thank you for watching The War Room Live. I was your host, Rob Dew, and we'll see you tomorrow with the Alex Jones Show starting at 11 a.m.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked.
Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable, TK-421. Cabling complete, no faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy. The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.